I would go to a Yankee Stadium, a game at Yankee over a game at Citi Field any day though. That's just my personal opinion. And everything you said about Tropicana Field is right, Drew. I mean, I have never been inside myself. I have been outside. I had a family member that went to Eckerd College in Tampa. And so we were around the stadium for, and it's right off this major highway too. It's really weird. I was very young, so I don't remember it too specifically. It's pretty vague, but it, like, even the outside, it's just not welcoming at all. It's very cold looking. It's like this concrete, right? It's like this white concrete cylinder that just has the words Tropicana Field on it. It's just not appealing at all. And then I've had friends who have gone and they've said, yeah, let me have done the favor for you of going to Tropicana so I can tell you how bad it is so you don't have to go. So, I feel bad, especially because Tampa, the Rays in particular, they've seen a lot of recent success. The city of Tampa Bay has had a decent amount of sports success recently. They should start investing a little bit more into the fields and putting a little bit back more into these, you know, organizations that have been winning and have been winning championships, not just making it to, you know, like the AL pennant or, you know, falling short in the in a conference championship game in football. No, like Tom Brady came to Tampa, won a ring. The Tampa Bay Rays, they've won a championship. Like, invest in your sports teams that are winning, and maybe the people will come watch more and there'd be more support. I just thought it was pretty crazy how they haven't changed anything up since the success of the local sports teams has actually gone up quite a bit.
No, absolutely. I'm with you on that. I mean, not only is Tropicana terrible, but my best friend from high school, he lives over there, and another buddy of mine got married, so I stayed with him, and he was telling me all about this, that they had a stadium ready to go, and, like, you know, it's half the Rays, half the city of Tampa paying for it on the water.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's the 2021 Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Russ Langer.
A very hearty good evening and good afternoon, wherever you may be. Good evening here in the Central Time Zone in Round Rock, Texas. And good afternoon if you're back in the Pacific Time Zone listening in Las Vegas. Russ Langer with you at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, which is just outside of Austin, Texas. And the Aviators are wrapping up their three-game series with the Round Rock Express, a series that has not gone well for Las Vegas. They lost the first game here two nights ago, 8-5, and were shut out yesterday, 2-0. The Aviators have done a good job pretty much at the plate most of the year, but they were shut out last night for the third time in their last six games. And they're now in second place in the Pacific Coast League's Western Division, 1.5 games back of Reno, the hottest team in the league now. They've won 9 of the last 10. So the Aviators have their work cut out for them. They're going to try to get a win today and salvage the last game of this three-game series against a team that has just flat-out played well against them this year. Round Rock has beaten Las Vegas 7 out of 11, and including 6 of the last 7 head-to-head matchups. For today, right-hander Colin Wiles, who was a 7-game winner for Round Rock last year. He spent many years in the Texas organization. He's the winningest Vegas pitcher. He's 7-6 with a 5.23 ERA. He'll be opposed by lefty Colby Allard, K-O-L-B-Y, Allard, A-L-L-A-R-D. Colby Allard is a fellow who is a left-hander with reasonably good stuff. He's from Anaheim. He's going to be 25 next month and was in the big leagues last year for much of the year with the parent Texas Rangers. Allard making his second start against the Las Vegas Aviators here today as the Round Rock Express are going for a sweep. It's a hot, mostly sunny, muggy, sticky early evening and late afternoon here in Round Rock, Texas. My pregame guest is a legendary play-by-play man here in Round Rock, Mike Capps, Mike Capps has been the voice of the Express ever since they were a Double-A team going back to the year 2000. And he has a new book out called Grinders, Baseball's Intrepid Infantry, about guys who have played many, many, many years in the minors before finally getting a big league call-up. We're going to talk to Mike Capps about that and more right after this.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
O'Reilly. Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
On the pregame show today, Mike, let's discuss first of all the season here for the Express and some of the things that are keeping people coming out to the ballpark.
Well, we've had one of the big prospects coming through from the Rangers for the last 5 years since he was 18 was Leody Taveras, and he finally made it up, and he's begun to bang the baseball around pretty well. We had a kid that was part of the Josh Smith, part of the Joey Gallo trade, that came in and tore it up during the first half here, and now he's the starting third baseman there. So we're seeing some more. This Thompson kid that plays center field for us is a speedster, just broke last night the all-time Express AAA stolen base record that Esteban Hermann set in 2011. Mm-hmm. And Esteban had 44, this kid has 45, and we've got, 40 more games, 50 more games to go. He could come close to 80, 90 stolen bases if he doesn't get hurt.
Remarkable. All right, let's talk about the book. Mike's got a new book out called Grinders, Baseball's Intrepid Infantry. Tell us about it.
Wow. Well, it started, the genesis of this book came with my grandfather, who, when I was 9 years, eight years old, started taking me out to the old minor league ballpark across the Trinity River from downtown Dallas called Burnett Field. We were watching the old Minneapolis Millers play the old Dallas-Fort Worth Rangers, Kansas City A's, Rangers, Boston Red Sox, Minneapolis. My grandfather pointed to the guy in left field. Everybody always took outfield and infield practice every day. He says, watch that kid, that Yastrzemski kid. He's going to be something. And then he had a bunch of check marks alongside the names of some of the guys on both rosters. I said, what are the check marks for? He said, these guys you'll see in big league box scores numerous times over the course of the year. They'll bounce back and forth between Minneapolis and Boston and Dallas and Kansas City. He said, they're not stars, but they're the engine that drives baseball's bus. My grandfather was a Pirates prospect before World War I. He lost hearing in an ear, lost balance, and couldn't play anymore. But he gave me the game, and that idea stuck. And in January of 2018, Russ, I've told you this before off mic, I woke up in the middle of the night thinking about my grandfather, thinking about what he'd said, and started to write down names. I got together with Chuck Hartenstein, who had been signed by my cousin Billy Capps to the Chicago Cubs. Chuck got about 7 or 8 years in the big leagues in as a reliever. And we started going through names, and then Chuck passed away last October on the final day of our season, and his wife died 6 months later, and the whole thing. But we'd already started that book, and I kept his name on as a co-author, and because he knew so much about grinders and what that was all about.
Right.
And we put all the pieces together, and the next thing you know, I found a publisher, and bang, 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 here we are.
The book is Grinders, and before we tell folks how they can find a copy and purchase it, just one final question, Cappy, and we appreciate the time today. What is the one common denominator among all of the people described in this book?
It's the same common denominator that puts together all the people in the country who grind. Whether you're a single parent, you have two kids, you're working two jobs, whether you're not at the top of the company pay scale, but they ask you to switch from 40 to 60 hours a week because you're devoted to the company, or if you're a small business owner and you're buried in a sea of paperwork, you're all grinders, just as these guys are. There are people in here who fought wars. Hank Bauer played his entire major league career with shrapnel in both his calves and his back. Bobby Jones, that managed in this league for years, ordered artillery fire in Vietnam and came so close so many times. There are stories of Jim Crow South of young black players being threatened, having shotguns held to their heads. They ground through it, played in the big leagues. On and on and on it goes. Guys go to Japan to make money to grind. Go to Korea. They're all there. And the common denominator is we actually, as people, you, me, everybody, can do better than they're doing in every single thing they do. All they have to do is grind a little bit. Don't worry about the sting of the grind. That's to be expected. End of the grind, you'll be there.
How can they get the book, Cappy?
Amazon.com, or you can go to Stony Creek Publishing, Stoney Creek, Creek, publishing.com, and it's right there. And also check out USA Today's Sports Weekly. There's a story on the back page of it about this book, and a lot of the characters are mentioned. I'm really proud of this and so fortunate they've written it.
What a pleasure, as always, to see you, Mike.
Absolutely.
And good luck with this book.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you so much.
The one and only Mike Capps joining us, and we'll have the starting lineups coming up next right after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Take your sleep to the next level with a Beautyrest Black or Tempur-Pedic mattress from Best Mattress. These are two of the very, very best mattresses in the world. They both have proprietary cooling technology and both provide the most transformative, luxurious sleep of your life. And right now, get up to a $300 instant gift when you purchase either one. Best Mattress also has quick, easy delivery and a wide variety of financing options. Best brands, best service, best prices, Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Picture another world, another dimension, where left is right, up is down, and chicken sandwiches only cost $1. This place exists, and it's called the Carl's Jr. app. So when you buy one hand-breaded chicken sandwich, you get another for just $1.
Cluckbait!
It's time to fall for some cluckbait. Bite into the hand-breaded chicken menu only at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants exclusively in the Carl's Jr. app or website by registered My Rewards members. Tax not included. See app or website for additional terms and conditions.
Hey, Aviators fans. I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
welcome back again, friends. We're at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas. The last game of a three-game series, but hardly the last game of the road trip. Tomorrow is a travel day. No game tomorrow as the Aviators jet over to Albuquerque into the Mountain Time Zone and prepare for a six-game series against the Rockies AAA team, the Albuquerque Isotopes. That will start on Tuesday, and the first pitch Tuesday will be 5:35 Pacific time with a pregame start of 5:20 on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920, the first of six, and they're all night games except Wednesday. Game two will be a matinee. More on that later on. The starting lineup for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators. They are 49-42 under manager Fran Reardon, and they are the top affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. For Las Vegas, leading off in center field, Christian Pache. Hitting second in left field, Luis Barrera. In the third slot for Las Vegas tonight is the right fielder, Billy McKinney. The cleanup hitter, the catcher, Shea Langeliers. In the fifth slot is the first baseman, Matt Davidson. Hitting sixth, tonight's Las Vegas designated hitter, that's Austin Allen. In the seventh position for the Aviators, second baseman, Max Schumann. Hitting eighth at third base will be Nate Mondu. And batting ninth for Las Vegas at shortstop will be Kevin Smith. On the mound, right-hander Colin Wiles, who is from the state of Kansas. Wiles is 7-6 with a 5.23 ERA and has the only complete game registered by an Aviator starter so far this year. So, again, the Las Vegas lineup checks out this way. Pache, Barrera, and McKinney. Then Langeliers, Davidson, and Allen. And then Schumann, Mondu, and Smith. For the home team, Round Rock Express, they're 49-43 under manager Matt Hagen. Texas Rangers AAA affiliate leading off tonight is speedy right fielder Bubba Thompson. Batting second, center fielder Steven Duggar. Hitting third at first base, Andy Ibanez. In a cleanup spot, the designated hitter, Steele Walker. Batting fifth and catching, that will be Sam Huff for the Round Rock Express. In the sixth position, left fielder J.P. Martinez. Hitting seventh at second base, Diaz-Bel Arias. For Round Rock, hitting eighth at third, Nick Tanelu. And batting ninth at shortstop, Ryan Doro. On the mound, lefty Colby Allard, 1-1 with a 4.25 ERA. So again, Round Rock's lineup top to bottom, Thompson, Duggar, and Ibanez. Then Walker, Huff, and Martinez. And the lower third, Arias, Tanelu, and Doro. That'll conclude this edition of the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show. Now, we invite you to stay tuned. Exciting Pacific Coast League action. The third and final game of this series. Aviators trying to salvage one game. Round Rock trying for a sweep as the Round Rock Express play host to the Las Vegas Aviators. Texas Rangers AAA team hosting the Oakland Athletics AAA team. We'll get the ball game started for you next, right after these commercial words.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding, short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Welcome back again. All righty. We are set to rock and roll here from Round Rock itself. So, Colby Allard limbering up right now. Allard's got an interesting background. First of all, we'll start with the physical credentials, 6'1", 190. He'll be 25 on the 13th of August. Born in San Clemente, California. Drafted by the Braves out of high school in 2015. And not just drafted. He was a first-round pick. Got big league time with the Braves briefly in 2018. He got traded to the Texas Rangers. More about that in a moment. He's got parts of three seasons in the big leagues of the Rangers, including all of last year, when he made 17 starts and 15 relief appearances for a total of 32 appearances, covering 125 innings. He was 3-12, however, with a 5.41 ERA. Allard graduated from San Clemente High in 2015. It's about an hour from San Diego. He had committed to UCLA. Here now is the first pitch of the game to Christian Pache. And a pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Fastball at 89 miles an hour, 0-1. Christian Pache did not play yesterday. He played in game one, was 1-for-4 with a walk in the leadoff spot here. Swings and fouls it back. Fastball at 91. And a count quickly 0-2. Pache at 298. Two homers and nine batted in since he joined the Aviators coming down from the parent Oakland A's. Anyway, Allard, in the summer of 2014, before he was a high school graduate, was the youngest player on USA Baseball's 18 and under national team. He helped the team with a gold medal. Quite a track record for a high school pitcher overall. Fastball high to Pache, in a count, 1-2. He was the 14th overall pick in the nation by Atlanta, first round pick in 2015. And was heralded as one of the best available pitchers in that year's draft. And yet, pitches a fastball swung on and missed strike three. That was way high, nowhere near the zone. But Pache did a little head hunting, and he's out on the strikeout, which was around the shoulders. That fastball at 91. One out for Luis Barrera. More about Allard, but first we'll run down the Round Rock defensive setup for you. Andy Ibañez at first. Díaz-Bel Arias at second. Ryan Doro at short. Nick Tantalou at third. J.P. Martinez is in left. Steven Duggar patrolling center. In right, Bubba Thompson. And behind the plate, Sam Huff. Breaking ball outside, ball one, a slider to Barrera. 1-0. Luis Barrera. 290 hitter for Las Vegas. Five homers and 20 batted in. Luis was 1-for-4 last night with a double. The pitch. Tapper foul behind the plate, 1-1. So if you're looking for a theme, the question is, can the Aviators get their offense going? They were shut out on only four hits last night, 2-0. And again, as I mentioned, as part of the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show, it was the third time they've been shut out in the last six games, going back to the Salt Lake series at Las Vegas Ballpark just prior to the All-Star break. It was the fifth time they've been shut out all year. The 1-1. Barrera looks at a strike. Fastball at 90. 1-2. Anyway, Allard, I told you he was the first-round pick and the 14th overall pick, and yet he would have gone most likely even sooner in the draft had he not missed most of his senior year with a stress fracture in his back. Pitch hits Barrera. He's shaking his right arm and hand around as he heads up toward first base. So Luis gets hit by the pitch, and Billy McKinney will come up now. Barrera is arriving at the bag now. Fran Reardon heading across the diamond to see about Barrera. And Justin Whitehouse, athletic trainer, out from the first base dugout to check on Barrera as well. So we wait. Did not see a replay on it. It looks like they're checking the area near his right hand, perhaps the back of his hand or wrist. That's what they appear to be looking at. Reardon spins and heads back across the diamond to the third base coaching box. And Justin Whitehouse walking back to the first base dugout. So apparently Barrera's okay to go. No score, top of the first. We're just underway here. Billy McKinney coming up. By the way, Steven Jashinski is the plate ump. First base ump is the crew chief, Aaron Higgins. At third base, Reed Basner. Here is Billy McKinney. Billy at 296, three homers and 31 batted in. In this series, Billy is 3 out of 9. Allard stretches and delivers. And the off-speed pitch is a strike. It is 0-1. But Allard says, well, I'm not worried about my back anymore. That's a thing of the past. But he's developed physically since he was in high school. And here now is the next one. Throw to first base and sliding back in there is Barrera. When he finally got called up to the Braves, Allard was told, no matter what happens in this game, you're going to go back to AAA the next day. It's a numbers thing. Pitch is down and away, a slider. 1-1 on Billy McKinney. Made his big league debut. And the Braves beat the Marlins 11-6, and Allard kept a bunch of souvenirs. He's got the ball for the first hit that he got, the first pitch that he threw, his first strikeout, some keepsakes for the Allard family. There's the pitch. High foul off to the left, 90-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-2 on Billy McKinney. Got the win, though, and by getting the win, Allard became the youngest Braves left-handed starter to win his debut since Charlie Vaughn in September of 1966. He's only 18 years old. Got a base hit to right field in his first at-bat. A couple of sacrifice bunts. The Braves gave him a $3 million bonus. Here's the 1-2. It's a little high, 2-2. But in July of 2019, the Braves traded Allard to Texas for right-handed pitcher Chris Martin, and that's why he's at Round Rock now. Fastball 90 to 91. That fastball's a little inside. 3-2 on Billy McKinney. He has good command. Got tight rotation on his downer curveball, which he throws in the upper 70. Some people call it a slider. Got a hard spin and big depth on occasion. And he can bury it for a swing and a miss pitch. That hammer curve, really, most people say is his best pitch. Also has a changeup in the low 80s. The runner goes, and they throw to first base. And now Barrera is trapped. The throw goes to the first baseman, Abanians, who runs him towards second. And now the shortstop, or the second baseman, Arias, gets involved and tags him out. That's a caught stealing. Barrera had stolen two bases. That's the second time he's been caught. Luis caught with his hand in the proverbial cookie jar. Caught stealing, and that's it. Two down. The batter now, McKinney, with a 3-2 count. Sometimes when a batter gets hit by a pitch, you see him try to run, and part of an effort to say, okay, you hit me, now I'm going to steal a base on you. Didn't work out for Barrera that time. Fastball roll foul to the first base dugout, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. It remains on Billy McKinney. Three and two. Shea Langelier is on deck. Allard. Allard, in terms of his stature and his stuff, will remind you a little bit of Scott Kazmir. There's a line drive to center. Duggar going back, reaching up and makes the catch as he backpedals into fairly deep center field. McKinney gave it a good ride, but he's out. And the Aviators are finished in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left. And at the end of half an inning of play, Las Vegas nothing. Round Rock against Colin Wiles coming up.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
As of March 2022, Hyundai has won more total IIHS top safety awards than any other brand over the past 8 years, with optional front crash prevention and specific headlights. And here's another reason to feel safe. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile with Hyundai. The 2022 Santa Fe comes with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Vehicles arriving daily. See your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer, proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Welcome back, friends. Yes, we're here in Round Rock, Texas. Las Vegas did not score in the top of the first against left-hander Colby Allard, and now Colin Wiles takes them out. Wiles started off reasonably well, then he hit the skids a little bit, but has turned it around and is now the winningest pitcher on the staff. Born in Overland Park, Kansas, lives in Stillwell, Kansas. Colin is 6'4", 190. He's 28 years old now. Texas Rangers first-round pick, a compensation pick 10 years ago at a Blue Valley West High School in Kansas. He spent nearly a full decade in the Texas Ranger organization and was one of the best pitchers Round Rock had last year. Now he's facing his old team in his old ballpark. First pitch strike to Bubba Thompson, 0-1. Thompson, 2.99 average, 2.99, a dozen homers, 41 batted in. And the pitch is just outside, a slider. One ball and one strike to count. But again, even that just tells a tiny bit of the story. Nobody else is close in the league in steals. 45 steals, he's only been caught twice. And he's 2-for-2 in this series with steals. Pitch is down and away, 2-1. So obviously, you want to keep this young man off the bases at all costs. He's 2-for-7 in the series. Two balls and one strike. Wiles, wearing number 31, delivers. Down and in. Ball three. 3-1. Steven Duggar is on deck. Last year at Round Rock, Wiles was dividing his time between the rotation and the bullpen. Made 11 starts out of 23 appearances. 7-2 with a 4.19 ERA. Did a really good job here. His first year at AAA. 3-1 on the right hand of hitting Bubba Thompson, who's from Mobile, Alabama. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider, 3-2. Hall of Famer Henry Aaron came from Mobile. And some other great players came from Alabama, like Willie Mays, Willie McCovey. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Thompson. He swings and hits a ground ball and knocked down by Schumann, who can't make the play, and Thompson is safe, and it's probably going to be a base hit. Schumann was pinching toward the bag. If he's playing in a conventional position for a second baseman, that's a routine ground ball to second. But he was playing about 10 feet to the right of the bag, so he had to hustle to his left. If he'd picked it cleanly, he might have had a play on Thompson. But that's an infield hit all the way. But right away, Colin Wiles has to worry about Bubba Thompson. One thing about Wiles, with the possible exception of Parker Dunshee, he has the best pickoff move of any right-hander on the Aviator staff. Thompson leads, changeup outside and low, ball one to Steven Duggar, D-U-G-G-A-R, former Sacramento Rivercat, 2.17 average with two homers and eight batted in. He didn't play yesterday. Played in game one, 1-for-3 with a walk, a sacrifice fly, and a run batted in. Round Rock won that game 8-5. Throw to first base, and back in there is Thompson. No score, bottom of the first. Las Vegas defensively, Matt Davidson at first, Max Schumann at second, Kevin Smith the shortstop, Nate Mondu playing third, Luis Barrera in left, Christian Pache in center, over in right, Billy McKinney. Shea Langeliers catching for Colin Wiles. Thompson about three steps off the bag. The stretch by Wiles. The pitch. That's outside. Fastball at 88, ball two, 2-0. Nice luxury to hit behind Thompson, because you know you're going to get your share of fastballs. Andy Ibañez is on deck. Game three, then the finale of this series. Then it's off to Albuquerque tomorrow. Pitch is a knee-high strike. And the count, well, it said 2-0 earlier. Now it's 1-2 up on the scoreboard. Ball and two strikes on Steven Duggar. Duggar is from Spartanburg, South Carolina. Played with the Giants last year in the big leagues and Sacramento. 28 years old now. Also a guy who can run. Speaking of running, Thompson goes. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Throw to second by Langoliers, and he is in there. So Duggar strikes out, but Thompson steals another one. His third steal of the series. He's really something. I mean, Langoliers rushed and threw his ball. It bounced once. Kevin Smith grabbed it cleanly. Tagged Thompson too late. Thompson 46 out of 48 now in steals. Amazing. He's in his own world when it comes to stealing bases at this level. All right, so Wiles does get his first strikeout, and here's Ibañez, who was the hitting star yesterday. He scored both of Round Rock's runs. He doubled and scored, and he hit a solo home run later. Here's the pitch. Fly ball to left center field. It's playable for Barrera. Luis makes the catch and fires it back in, and holding there at second base is Bubba Thompson. So Ibañez came in hitting .265 with four home runs. First ball swinging flies out to Barrera and left. Two down for Steele Walker. When Wiles was coming out of high school, he had a commitment to a baseball scholarship at Vanderbilt. Really good baseball program there. But when the Rangers picked him, where they did, again, supplemental pick in the first round draft, 53rd overall pick in the nation in the 2012 draft. They waved some nice money in front of him, and so next thing you know, he bypassed college and went right to the minors. After being the Kansas High School Player of the Year in 2012, 8-0 with, get this, a 0.10 ERA. Is that good? Yeah, I hope he does better next year. 0.1 ERA. Here's the pitch to Walker. It's outside ball one, 1-0. Steele Walker, 270, 7 homers, 21 batted in. DH having a good series, 4-9 with a home run. No score, bottom of the first. Three men to the right, a second for the left-handed hitting Walker, who wears number zero. Wiles set with a 1-0. Changeup, lifted foul near the third base dugout. Here comes Mondu. Mondu's not going to get there. The breeze is blowing across the field from right to left. That might have been the deciding factor because Nate was there. The ball was maybe two rows in. Ball and a strike on Steele Walker. But Wiles, you can call him Wiley Wiles. He doesn't knock the bat out of your hands. Fastball 90, 91. A couple of different breaking balls, a changeup. But you got a good idea how to pitch. Scouts call it pitchability, something you didn't hear in the old days. The 1-1 is a fastball foul back. One ball and two strikes. Oakland signed Wiles to a free agent contract on March 10th of this year. And he believes over the course of his decade-long time in the pro ranks, he's matured a little bit. He knows he's not going to have his best stuff every time out there. Here's the 1-2 stretch in the pitch. Walker takes a breaking ball on the outside corner. Strike three called. 84-mile-an-hour backdoor slider. Started off outside and broke over the outside corner. Great pitch. Wiles gets two strikeouts in the first inning, and the Thompson single and stolen bases of no consequence. No runs, one hit. No errors and one left, and at the end of one, there is no score.
Bentley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bentley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769.
for 21 and older.
Steiner's, the new out-of-style pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome back, friends. After one, no score. Russ Langer with you at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas. Colby Allard facing the middle of the Las Vegas order. Shea Langeliers. Matt Davidson and Austin Allen. Langeliers takes a pitch for a strike, 0-1. Shea took an 0-for yesterday, which broke a 10-game, actually broke an 11-game hitting streak he'd been working on. In the series, 1-for-9 with a home run in game one. Hitting .267, 17 homers to lead the team, 45 RBIs, ground ball foul. It kisses the screen in front of the third base dugout. Fran Reardon picks it up and will lob it over that high netting several rows back in. A youngster who brought his glove, made the catch. Nice play. 0-2 on Langeliers. Matt Davidson waits his turn on deck. The lefty Colby Allard checks signs with catcher Sam Huff in the 0-2. That's outside. Change up at 82 miles an hour. One ball and two strikes on a native Texan himself from Keller, Texas, and went to Baylor. Shea Langeliers. 1-2, top of the second, no score. Allard kicks and delivers. Fastball up and away, straightening up Sam Huff. A pitch above the letters at 91. Two balls and two strikes the count on Langeliers. The Aviators looking to salvage a game here. After losing the first two games, 8-5, then last night getting shut out on four hits, 2-0. The fastball up and away at 90, 3-2 now. Matt Hagen is in his first year as manager of the Express. 3-2, and a wind in the pitch. That's foul back. It was a breaking ball that was up and out over the plate. And a pitch that Langeliers normally handles really well, but he only fouled that one off. 3-2. Hot, sticky, and muggy. Team gets to Albuquerque. Most of those games, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Most of those games, the high temperature will be in the low 90s. It'll go down to the 60s at night. There's a bomb to left field, but he pulled it foul. Boy, I tell you what, Allard is playing with fire. That's the second breaking ball he's hung in the middle of the plate to Langeliers. Shea fouled the first one back. That time, he hit it for a home run distance, to be sure, but he pulled it well foul. 3-2. Think about Albuquerque, though, having lived there. I can tell you it's, first of all, a lot drier than it is here. And secondly, it does cool off significantly in the evening. Here's the 3-2. Foul back. Came with a fastball that time. Still 3-2 on Langeliers. Good at bat for Langeliers so far. Really battling here. And you sometimes get rain early evening hours in Albuquerque. The forecast I looked at said that we might get rain toward the end of the week. We'll see how it goes. Here's the 3-2 again from Allard to Langeliers. Shea chases a high fastball and he's out. Same type of pitch that Pache chased in the first inning, a fastball not in the strike zone. Langeliers out, second strikeout for Allard. The batter is Matt Davidson, who was 2-for-4 in last night's game, had two of the four Las Vegas hits last night. Matty playing first base. Generally, he's going to play first or DH. Every once in a while, you'll see him at third. And the Aviators without Vimal Machin. Here's the pitch. And a slider's a strike on one. And Christian Lopes still out hurt. Two of the guys who played a lot of time in the infield. So they are mixing and matching. I mean, Kevin Smith told me today he hasn't played a lot of third, but they had him at third yesterday. Changeup is outside, 1-1. Mate Mondu is playing third in this game. Of course, they have Mickey McDonald, who could also play third. Here's the 1-1 to Davidson. Fastball a little bit inside. 90, ball two. Two balls and one strike is the count. Davidson waiting. Big Maddie, the pitch. Line drive to left. That's a base hit. And it hits the grass and rolls to the wall. Over to get it is Martinez. And Davidson's going to hold, rounding first base with a very long single. The ball was about 12, 15 feet fair and rolled to the wall. Normally a double. But Martinez got to the ball fairly quickly. And Davidson elected to hold at first base on a hard base hit to the left field wall. So that's the first hit of the game for the Aviators. Davidson's now 3-for-5 in the series. And here's Austin Allen. Austin checks in at 279. Five homers, 28 batted in. One on, one out. Austin, first plate appearance of this series. He looks at ball one. Last night, when Las Vegas lost 2-0, in the ninth inning, Davidson opened with a single. Mickey McDonald ran for him against closer Yuri Rodriguez. Fernandez fouled out. McKinney struck out. And Kevin Smith came up. Breaking ball strike on the outside corner. 1-1. Drew Jackson was on deck. And if Smith had reached to extend the game, and he did not, he struck out to end the game. Austin Allen would have batted next, pinch hitting for Drew Jackson. But it was not to be. So this is Austin's first plate appearance in the series. 1-1. Slow ground ball to second, but it's the first baseman, Ibanez, who grabs it, throws to second for one. Back to first, safe. The reason he's safe is because Allard, whose job was to cover the bag, was not on the bag. He was a couple of steps in front of the bag. Otherwise, that might have been a double play. Slowly hit ball. It is still a 3-6 force play. A good play by Ibanez. Because if he doesn't get that ball and the second baseman, Arias, has to make that play, that's not going to be a force play. They're going to throw Allen out, and Davidson would go to second. But Ibanez, the first baseman, moving to his right, cut it off. 3-6 fielder's choice. Two outs for Max Schumann. Max looks at a strike on one. Schumann, one of his virtues as a hitter, patience. His average is just 167 in the 24 at-bats he's had since coming up from Double A. But he is not over-anxious at the plate. He does swing and miss at this fastball, and it's now 0-2. Max, 1-for-6 in the series with 3 walks. Austin Allen at first, 2 down, top of the second, no score. Nate Mondu waiting on deck. Allard stretches again, the 0-2. Schumann takes an off-speed pitch outside, a changeup at 81. Allard wearing number 47. Ball and 2 strikes on Max Schumann. Max wearing number 0. Winds the bat around. Allen, a very short lead at first, held on by Ibanez. Change up a little high. 2-2. On the right-handed hitting Las Vegas second baseman, Max Schumann, who led off in last night's game and played second base. Here's the pitch. Fastball foul back at 90. It stays 2-2 on Max Schumann. We'll have the Hash House to go-go scoreboard coming up in a little while. This being Sunday, many games are either over or well underway. And we'll give you the Ted Weins trivia question tonight. Allen about 3 steps off first, hands on his knees, watching as the lefty Allard stretches. A look at first. The 2-2. Schumann gets a fastball, fouls it back. 91-mile-an-hour pitch right in the middle of the plate. Still 2-2 on Max Schumann. To this point, and we're only in the second inning, Allard, 22 pitches, 15 of them strikes. Austin Allen off first. Allard stretches again. Outfield straightaway not deep at all for Schumann. And Max takes one of the dirt. Breaking ball. So it's been a good at-bat for Schumann to this point. 3-2 with 2 outs. Austin Allen will be on the move on the next pitch. 3-2. Former Atlanta Brave Colby Allard Left foot on the rubber, looking in. Huff, the catcher. Home plate area is mostly in shadow, and most of the rest of the field is still bathed in bright sunshine. Allen goes. The 3-2 is strike three call. Change up on the outside corner. Third strikeout for Allard. He gets two of them in this inning. And for the Aviators, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left. And at the end of an inning and a half in Round Rock, there's no score.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
Every Tuesday, when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome back, friends. Yes, we're in the bottom of the second, no score. Russ Langer, your humble host from the Dell Diamond. This ballpark opened in 2000 when Round Rock was a double-A team in the Texas League. And then several years later, they became a triple-A team. Nolan Ryan owned them. Now, we're in the bottom of the second. No score. Sam Huff, big right-handed hitting catcher, steps up against Colin Wiles. Huff at 277, 13 homers, 25 batted in. High fouled off to the right of the play. Strike one, 0-1. Huff, a big man with a big swing. 6'5", 240. 24 years old from Phoenix. 3-for-8 thus far in the series. Right-handed hitting catcher, batting fifth, J.P. Martinez on deck. Then Diaz-Bel Arias. Breaking ball, foul back, slider. 0-2. Hey, we were talking about Wiles before. First couple of years as a pro didn't go that well. But as I was mentioning earlier, when he was pitching in the first inning, he learned a lot and has tried to apply that knowledge to get better as time goes on. Curveball down and away at 77. Tried to get him to chase. One ball and two strikes. But Wiles has a repeatable, clean delivery. Generally good command. Good feel for pitching. Here's the 1-2 to Huff. And Wiles turns, and here he comes. Fastball, outside corner at the belt, strike three call, 90 miles an hour. Third strikeout for Wiles, and he's only faced five hitters. With one out, here's J.P. Martinez. You know, Wiles is one of those guys, as I said, his stuff is not exceptional, so he's got to prove himself at every level up the ladder. And it took him many years just to get to Triple A. Here's J.P. Martinez. Pitches outside, ball one. 1-0. Martinez was a double-A Frisco in the Texas organization. This is only his second triple-A game. Last night at his triple-A debut, he was 0-for-3 with a walk, but made a great diving catch in left field at one point. Here's the 1-0, and that's a little bit outside, 2-0. Mondu at third, right near the edge of the grass. Martinez, good stolen base credentials at double-A, so another guy to keep your eye on if he gets on. One out, bases empty, bottom of the second, no score, the 2-0. There's a ball lifted to left. That's where Barrera is. Luis backs up several steps, reaches up and makes the catch. The wind really carrying that ball deeper than it otherwise would have been. Martinez flies out to left, two down in the Round Rock second inning, and Diaz-Bel Arias comes up now. All right, here's Arias. Arias is from Cuba. Just turned 26 the day before the series started. Fastball hits him. Got him, it looks like, on the arm. Arias shaking his arm around. He's having a good series. 4 out of 7 with a couple of doubles. And came in hitting 235, but he got nailed by that pitch. Just like, it looks like it hit him on the right forearm, just below the wrist. But he appears to be okay. So Arias goes to first. Each team has been hit by a pitch now. Barrera for Las Vegas, and now Arias for Round Rock. Arias has not attempted a steal yet. He's at first base with 2 outs. For Nick Tanelu, hitting 235. 5 homers and 22 batted in. Tanelu didn't play yesterday. Right-handed hitting third baseman. Played in game one and was 1 for 3 and walked twice. Tanelu from Huntsville, Alabama. He was in the San Diego organization last year and was in this league at El Paso, where he was briefly teammates with Adrian Martinez, last night's hard luck loser for the Aviators. 6 innings, only 1 run, but he got the loss. The pitch is a strike, 0-1. Right-handed hitting Nick Tanelu. Breeze blowing out to left now. Arias, a couple of steps off first, held on by Matt Davidson. Here's the 0-1 from Colin Wiles. Curveball outside. Ball one. 1-1. Tanelu wearing number 6. The back of his Maytag white jersey. Here's the 1-1 stretch by Colin Wiles. And a pitch. Breaking ball fouled at the plate. Now, the home plate umpire, Steven Jasinski, is calling Tanelu out. He chopped the ball straight down on the ground, and it came up. And my guess from here is that the ball hit Tanelu in fair territory in front of the plate. When a ball is grounded at the plate in fair territory, this is not true if it's foul, but if the ball is fair and touches the batter out of the batter's box in fair territory, the batter's automatically out. And I believe that's what happened. So if you're scoring, that's a putout for Shea Langeliers, and the inning is over. No runs, hits, or errors. 1 man left, and after 2, there's no score.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a 6-step and a bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet. US 95 and Ann Road. Find new road. Team Chevrolet.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Welcome back. No score after 2. Nate Mondu leads off for Las Vegas in the top of the third against lefty Colby Allard. Fastball a little bit high, ball one at 90 miles an hour. Mondu batting in the 8th spot. Left-handed hitter did not play last night. Played in game 1, was 0 for 5. And looking for his first hit of the series. There's a fly ball to right center field. Thompson and Duggar give in pursuit as the wind carries it. And it's Duggar who makes the catch in fairly deep center. But that ball really carried. It's 407 out there, the deepest part of the yard. That ball was hit probably 390 feet. But it was caught in front of the track. So Nate hitting right around 280. Flies out to deep center. 1 out, and here's Kevin Smith
Las Vegas right-handed hitting shortstop, who checks in at 191. No homers in nine batted in. Colby Allard. Fastball swing and a miss, strike one on Smith. Smith one hit in the series in six at-bats. Allard, former first-round pick by the Braves. Born in Anaheim. Began playing baseball when he was five. Smith takes high. One ball to one strike on Kevin Smith. He was a junior in high school. Allard, a 1.32 ERA. Averaging 1.5 strikeouts per inning. It's dominant. Pitches outside. Ball two. 2-1. And after that year, he played in the Perfect Game All-American Classic, where he was the MVP, striking out the side in the inning that he pitched. Played for the USA 18 international team, like I was mentioning earlier. Here's the 2-1 to Kevin Smith. He looks at a strike. Off-speed pitch at 83. It's 2-2. One out, bases empty, top of the third. No score. Smith waiting in the 2-2. Tried to hold up on a high pitch. He went around. Strike three, a fastball at 89. That's the third time Allard has struck out an Aviators hitter with a high pitch. It happened with Pache in the first inning. It happened with Langoliers in the second. And it happens with Smith here. That pitch was not a strike. Way up out of the zone. So could be that Allard's fastball has some riding life to it. But for whatever reason, he's getting him to chase that high one. He's got four strikeouts now in 2 2/3 innings. Pache takes ball one. So Allard traded to Texas for Chris Martin, as I mentioned before, 3 years ago. Almost exactly 3 years ago, July the 30th of 2019. Went to AAA Nashville after the deal. Good curveball. Swung on a miss, 1-1. Made one start for them, then was called up to the Rangers. Nine starts for them. He was 4-2 with a 4.96 ERA over 45-plus innings. 2020, that was a rough year for Allard. 0-6 with an ERA over 7.5. Then 3-12 last year with a 5.4 ERA. Pitch low. 2-1 on Pache. Well, that's why he's here. To try to get himself squared away. Colby Allard. Pache struck out on a high fastball, as I mentioned in the first inning. Now the 2-1 on the way to Pache. Strike on the outside corner. Breaking ball. 2-2. Christian Pache made his big league debut with the Braves in 2020. So a couple of ex-Braves going head-to-head here. And he swings and misses at another high fastball. Strike three. You got that thing working. Five strikeouts in three innings. For Colby Allard, the Aviators go out in order. And at the end of 2.5 innings of play, Las Vegas and Round Rock are scoreless.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Picture another world, another dimension, where left is right, up is down, and chicken sandwiches only cost $1. This place exists, and it's called the Carl's Jr. app. So when you buy one hand-breaded chicken sandwich, you get another for just a buck.
Clubbait!
It's time to fall for some clubbait. Bite into the hand-breaded chicken menu only at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants exclusively in the Carl's Jr. app or website by registered My Rewards members. Tax not included. See app or website for additional terms and conditions.
Welcome back, friends. Yes, we're here. Russ Langer with you at Dedell Diamond in Round Rock. No score, bottom of the third. But early part of this game looks a little like the early part of yesterday's game. It was 0-0 into the sixth inning. Two starters dueling it out early here. 0-0, bottom of the third. 9-1-2 coming up for Round Rock against righty Colin Wiles, looking for his eighth win. Trying to beat his old team. He knows a lot of these guys, and they know him. Pitches outside, ball one. Ryan Doro batting ninth. Hitting .238 with two homers and 22 batted in. Having a pretty good series, though. Three out of seven. Right-hand hitting Round Rock shortstop. He looks at a knee-high strike at 89 miles an hour. 1-1. The leadoff man, Bubba Thompson's on deck. Then Steven Duggar after that. Wiles looks in at Langoliers. Now the righty ready in the 1-1. Breaking ball. Hit on the ground a second. Right there to grab it is Schumann. He fires onto Matt Davidson and gets his man. The ball had some English on it and was spinning a bit, but Schumann stayed with it and got his man. One out. That's the first ground out for Wiles. And the batter, Thompson, who beat out an infield hit to the right side of the infield and then stole second. Pitch in the dirt, ball one, 1-0. Nobody on base, one down. Bottom of the third, no score. Wiles with a sign from Langoliers. Right-hander sets himself and now steps off the rubber. Thompson wearing number 11. They're regrouping and getting back in. And the pitch missed. Breaking ball at 75. 2-0. Mondu at third came in that time. The Thompson threatening to bunt. Davidson coming in from first. 2-0 on Bubba Thompson. But he's done it all. All those stolen bases. And also 12 home runs. Really unusual of a guy with that kind of stolen base credentials. And significant power, too. Here's the 2-0 on the way. Down and in. 3-0. When you consider that, I mean, we've got, you know, today is July 24th. The regular season goes to the end of September. If Thompson stays here the whole year and doesn't get called up or doesn't get hurt or what have you, if he finishes the year with Round Rock, I mean, he's got a chance to steal, you got to figure, 75, 80 bases or maybe more. Here's the 3-0. Strike taking all the way, 3-1. Steven Duggar is on deck. Now to 3-1. Thompson looks at one right down the middle for a strike. It's now 3-2. Thompson 3-for-8 in the series with a home run and three steals, one in each of the games. And we're only in the third inning of this one. 3-2. Wiles with a sign from Langoliers delivers. Breaking ball swung on and tipped into Langoliers mitt. Strike three. Good slider at 86. I don't know that it was a strike. It was close. But too close for Thompson to take with a 3-2 count. Good job by Wiles. He was down 3-0 to a guy you don't want to walk and came back with three straight strikes to get him. Here's Duggar. Struck out his first time up. Four strikeouts for Wiles. Duggar swings and doesn't get it. Strike one, 0-1. Duggar struck out swinging his first time up. Played for the San Francisco Giants for parts of 5 years. At a Clemson University, another good baseball program, Steven Duggar. Sixth-round pick with the Giants in 2015. Made his big league debut in 2018. Pitch a little bit outside. One ball and one strike. No score, bottom of the third. Duggar had some athleticism in his family. His mother was a swimmer at the University of Evansville. Here is the 1-1 now. He squares to bunt, fouls it back, and he was around to bunt to try to mess up the shift because there was nobody in the left side of the infield anywhere close. but the pitch was way inside, and he made contact with the ball, but really had a self-defense. One ball and two strikes. Duggar, 1-for-4 in the series, hitting .213 since joining Round Rock. Pair of home runs. The pitch from Wiles. Off-speed pitch a little outside. 2-2 is the count. Duggar, big career at college at Clemson. 1.2nd in the ACC with 25 steals. Being caught only three times. 2-2 pitch. Duggar fouls one off to the left out of play. 2-2 still. So it was after his junior year at Clemson when the Giants picked Duggar in the 2015 draft in the sixth round. Spent a few years in the lower minors and had some injury trouble. 2-2. It's in the dirt. 3-2. 2017, he had all kinds of injuries. Right flexor strain in his elbow, left hamstring strain. But did get to AAA and then played in the Arizona Fall League. Three and two. Wiles with Langelier sign. Here he comes. Change up, foul back. 3-2 change up fading away at 84. Still 3-2. No score, bottom half of inning number three. With San Francisco in 2019 and 261 at-bats, Duggar hit .234. Four homers, knocked in 28. Played some center, played some right. Mostly a center fielder with Sacramento, where he hit .337 in 83 at-bats. He also had shoulder trouble, which ended his season early in 2019. There's a ground ball to first. Two easy bounces for Davidson. He waves off Wiles, steps on the bag, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Las Vegas right-hitter Colin Wiles. Two ground balls and a strikeout. And at the end of three complete, we haven't solved a thing. There is no score.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Where did I put that?
Pete's property manager just took an extended vacation.
This is Gazeta Dreams.
He needs a replacement before this becomes a cruel summer.
Oh, you wanted the lakefront for the 17th? How did this get double booked already?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, welcome back again. All right, welcome back. Yes, top of the fourth inning, no score. All right, Luis Barrera leads off. Well, you got 0-0 into the fourth inning, same thing we had yesterday. And Luis Barrera. Luis was hit by a pitch and was caught stealing. Caught in a rundown. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball swung on hard and foul back. Luis, a big uppercut. Strike one, 0-1. Second start for Allard against Las Vegas. He made one other start against him this year. Pitched five pretty good innings. Now the 0-1. Slider, strike on the outside corner. Good pitch. 0-2. Luis Rafael Barrera, 26 years old. Signed as an international free agent by Oakland, and 10 years ago. He's just a kid. 16 years old when they signed him. Fastball off the glove of Hoff to the backstop. Pitch was high. One ball and two strikes the count. Luis, first big league called up, May of last year. Of course, this year, been up and down a couple of times. And had a couple of walk-off home runs for the Aviators at Las Vegas Ballpark earlier in the year. The 1-2 pitch. It's a slow ground ball, a short charge by Doro. He gloves and throws and gets Barrera. One out. Well, Luis 0 for 1, hit by a pitch. And the batter, Billy McKinney, who drove one to deep center his first time up. Billy McKinney, former first-round pick of the A's in 2013. Traded to the Cubs, went to the Yankees, pitches up and in ball one. Toronto, last year played for the Brewers, Mets, and Dodgers, and this year Oakland. Billy McKinney, well-traveled out of Plano West Senior High School in Plano, Texas. There's a strike, 1-1. Billy's 0-1, that drive to deep center flag by Duggar. To finish up the first inning. One out, nobody on, top of the fourth. And it's a scoreless tie. Colby Allard, left-hander, winds, kicks his right leg. Here's his pitch. Fastball up and in by the letters. 2-1 on Billy McKinney. McKinney was going to go to Texas Christian University and play for TCU. That's where reliever Brian Howard went. But then Oakland got him in the first round of the 24th overall selection in 2013. Got a nice signing bonus, so he went that way. Grombo fouled outside first. 1-2 on McKinney. July of 2014, Oakland traded McKinney to the Cubs with Addison Russell and Dan Straley for Jeff Samardzija and Jason Hamill. Got as high as double A. And then the Yankees picked him up in a trade in July of 2016. A trade involving Aroldis Chapman. It was McKinney, Adam Warren, Gleyber Torres, and Rashad Crawford. Another ground ball fouled outside first. 2-2 to count. McKinney made his big league debut with the Yankees when Aaron Hicks got hurt. But then the next day, he sprained the AC joint in his left shoulder, and he could not play, went on the injured list. He went to Toronto, the Brewers, Mets, Dodgers, and now Oakland. McKinney swings and misses at a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Strike three. Allard keeps rolling. Six strikeouts and no walks through 3 2/3. Retired seven straight now since Davidson's single in the second, and here's Langeliers, who chased a high fastball to strike out, opening up the second inning. Top of the fourth, no score. Each team with zero runs, one hit, and no errors. There's a base hit to left center for Langeliers. The ball rolls toward the gap, sliding to knock it down as Martinez, but he can't pick it up. So Langeliers goes into second base with a double, the second Aviator hit. Nice effort by Martinez. Try to stop that ball from going through. He knocked it down, but couldn't pick it up cleanly. And that's what got Langeliers to second. So for Shea, his 14th double. He and Christian Lopes have 14. The team leader, Nate Mondu, has 17. And here's Davidson, a line to single to left, his first time up. Langeliers at second, two down, top of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Davidson takes a breaking ball down and in at 84, 1-0. Davidson, big league debut with Arizona in 2013. Big league time with the White Sox and Reds. 31 years old now. Yucaipa High School in California, but he lives in the Phoenix area now. High fly, shallow right. Toward the foul territory area, and the ball goes back out of play. First baseman Andy Ibanez, second baseman Diaz-Bel Arias, and Bubba Thompson all over there. 1-1 on Matt Davidson. Matty was going to go to USC, but then the Diamondbacks made him their first-round choice in 09, signed with them, foregoing his college commitment. got to AAA Reno in this league in 2013, was in the All-Star Futures game that year, and was the MVP. He had a go-ahead two-run home run. Then he won the home run derby the next day. Hit 11 home runs across three rounds. Beat Brock Peterson. Here's the 1-1 now. That's a strike. 1-2. Diamondbacks called him up. August of 2013, he debuted that night with a 1-for-3 performance as an injury substitute for former 51s outfielder Cody Ross in the Dodger days. Then the Diamondbacks trade him to the White Sox in the winter of 2013. Pitches high. 2-2 on Matt Davidson. No score. Top of the fourth inning. Davidson was in the White Sox system, got called up at the end of June in 2016. His very first game with the White Sox, he broke his foot, and he missed the rest of the year. Came back 2017. Here's the pitch. Davidson, it's a ground ball up the middle. It's through in the center. Base hit. Langler is being waved in by Reardon. He's going to score. Duggar gets it back in, and Davidson is 2-for-2, and Las Vegas leads 1-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Davidson hit his first ball very hard to left field. That ball was hit off a label. But he hit it right back up the middle. And it really was to the Aviators' advantage that the ball wasn't hit harder, because that gave Langoliers time to motor around third and score without a throw. So Davidson, 2-for-2. That makes him 4-for-6 in this series. Came in hitting 250 for the Aviators and 288 overall. If you count the Aviators and Reno, two teams he's played for this year. That's his 36th RBI on the year. So the Aviators were shut out yesterday, and they lead 1-0 now on a two-out double by Langoliers and a run-scoring single by Davidson. Here's Austin Allen, 0-for-1. Big curveball in the dirt, blocked by Huff, ball one. Allen hit a slow ground ball into a force play. First baseman Ibanez to the shortstop Ryan Doro when he batted in the second inning. Stretch position for Allard, and Austin Allen gets a fastball, lifts it foul to the left, way back out of play. One ball and one strike to count. Austin back in, 276 average, 5 homers, 26 batted in. Davidson off first, 2 down, the pitch. He chases an outside breaking ball, fouls it at the plate. 1-2. Austin, 28 now. Big league time with San Diego. The Chaminade College Prep in Creve Coeur, Missouri, near St. Louis. Played collegially at Florida Institute of Technology. One and two. Allen, catcher, and DH. DHing in this one. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball outside. 2-2. You can hear the train going by. And they play the Johnny Cash song. Yeah. Folsom Prison Blues, I believe. Here's the 2-2 stretch and a pitch. Well, outside, knocked down by Huff, who goes to his left to pick it up. Davidson holds it first. But now on the next pitch, Davidson will not hold. 3-2 count with two out. He'll run on the pitch to Austin Allen. Three and two. Allen back in. They're giving him the gap in right center. Left fielder Martinez swung over to the line. Center fielder Duggar several steps toward left center. Davidson goes on a 3-2 pitch that swung on and missed strike three. A breaking ball that was outside, and he got him to chase it. Seven strikeouts for Allard. And the Aviators are finished in the fourth, but they get the first run of the game. Two hits. No errors. One left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Las Vegas 1, Round Rock nothing.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. As expected, our housing market is shifting. With inventory increasing and interest rates rising, our market will stabilize at best. If you're planning on selling your home, I will plan on sooner than later. We have sold over 6,000 homes in the past 27 years and have the number one real estate brand,
the real estate guy,
giving all our sellers a cash advance and doing all repairs to get you top dollar. And for all buyers, expires, our lenders will beat any interest rate from any other mortgage company, giving you, the buyer, a lower payment along with saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. So call the Real Estate Guy today to sell it fast and get the most cash. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. eXp Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the Real Estate Guy.
Get the Chevy you want at the price you deserve. Findlay Chevrolet. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, bottom of the fourth, 1-0 Las Vegas. Colin Wiles on the mound now, staked to a 1-0 lead because of a two-out double by his catcher, Shea Langeliers, and a ground ball single up the middle by Matt Davidson to drive him in. On the bottom of the fourth, Round Rock with the 3, 4, and 5 hitters. Andy Ibanez, Steele Walker, and then Sam Huff. Friends, want to catch up with the latest Aviators news? Don't miss The Catch at Las Vegas Ballpark with Matt Neverett for recaps of Aviators homestands and a look at upcoming events at Las Vegas Ballpark. Check out The Catch on the Las Vegas Aviators YouTube channel. Pitches ball one to Ibanez. Flat out to left, his first time up. First ball swinging in the first inning. Now we're in the fourth. Fly ball to center. That's where Pache is. He moves in a couple of steps and makes a chest-high catch. Ibanez 0 for 2 with 2 flyouts. And here's Steele Walker now. PCL entering tonight in the West. Reno in first place. Las Vegas in second place, 1.5 back of the Aces. Salt Lake in third place, 8 back. That's the Angels, of course. Sacramento, that's the Giants. They're 11 back. Tacoma, the Rainiers, Seattle's AAA team, 11.5 out. In the PCL East, the Oklahoma City Dodgers, a 2-game lead over El Paso. They're 5 up on Round Rock. Albuquerque, 12 back. And Sugarland, 14 out. Fly ball to center. And Pache moves in and squeezes this one. So Walker struck out his first time up. He hits a lazy fly ball out there to Pache. Two outs in the express fourth inning. And the batter, Sam Huff, who took a call third strike in the first inning. Tonight, Ryder Ryan is throwing in the Round Rock bullpen now, right-hander. Other games, Sacramento's at Oklahoma City. Sugarland finishing their 3-game series in Albuquerque, which is where the Aviators go next on this trip. Salt Lake hosting Tacoma. El Paso's at Reno. Reno is going for a sweep of El Paso tonight. Here is Sam Huff. Pitch is a little low and away. Ball one. 1-0. Aviators will fly to Albuquerque tomorrow. And no game tomorrow. Just a travel day. The 6-game series begins Tuesday in Albuquerque. Breaking ball waved at and missed. 1-1 by Huff. Wiles pretty efficient so far. No runs, one infield hit. No walks, one hit batter. He has struck out 4. Thrown only 28 pitches, 19 strikes. Pitch misses. Breaking ball, 2-1. It's 29 pitches, 20 strikes. Wiles trying to beat the team he played for last year. Now the sign, and the 2-1 on the way. Strike on the outside corner at the knees. Good pitch at 89 miles an hour. 2 balls and 2 strikes to count on Sam Huff. Left-handed hitting left fielder J.P. Martinez is on deck. Wiles looks down the barrel at Shea Langeliers. The 2-2. That's in the dirt. 3-2. Jared Koenig will start the opener in Albuquerque. Tuesday game will start at 5:35 Pacific time, 5:20 pregame on AM 920, Raider Nation Radio. Here's the 3-2 to Huff. Curve swung on and missed. Strike three. Beautiful 3-2 curveball. Downward action at 77 miles an hour. Fifth strikeout for Wiles. He's been very efficient. He's in the low 30s with his pitch count, and he's got 4 complete innings in the books. with no walks and five strikeouts. 1-2-3 go the Round Rock hitters in the fourth inning. At the end of four, Las Vegas 1, Round Rock nothing.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Pitcher now for Round Rock, going to the fifth inning. 1-0, Las Vegas leads it. It is right-hander Ryder, R-Y-D-E-R, Ryan, number 15. Ryder Ryan, 6'2", 205. He's 28 years old from Huntersville, North Carolina. He was at Round Rock last year where he was a teammate of Colin Wiles. So the starter, Colby Allard, pitched well, but pulled after just four innings, and will go out trailing 1-0. In the four innings, he allowed one run earned on just three hits, two of them by Matt Davidson. He did not walk anybody. He struck out seven. Definitely pitched well, but he's going to get pulled here for Ryder Ryan. Last of a three-game series. This is Ryan's first appearance in the series. Ryan, 5-4 with a 3.32 ERA in 28 games before tonight. All out of the bullpen. 38 innings, 35 hits. Walked 18, struck out 41. Very good numbers. Here's Max Schumann opening up the Vegas fifth. And a pitch. Fastball crackles in there for a strike on one. Schumann took a call third strike his first time up. Nate Mondu on deck, and then Kevin Smith, bottom of the order. 1-0 Vegas. Top of the fifth. Schumann swings and misses, and it's an 0-2 count. For Allard, in his four innings, he threw 73 pitches, 45 of which were strikes. 0-2 on Max Schumann, 1 out of 7 in the series. Mondu waits on deck. Ryder Ryan set with the 0-2 to Schumann. Fastball up and in. 1-2 the count. Schumann out of Portage, Michigan, standing in again. He's telling me before the game, Schumann was, that the heat and humidity remind him of home in Michigan, summertime, pretty humid. 1-2 is outside, ball two. 2-2 on Max Schumann. Hash House to go scores. Big leagues, bottom of the third, San Diego and the Mets, no score. Earlier, the Cubs beat the Phillies 4-3. Toronto beat Boston 8-4. Angels beat Atlanta 9-1. Schumann takes one in there. Strike three called. Max has been caught looking twice. Once from Allard, that time from Ryan. One out from Mondu, who flat out to center his first time up. In 10 innings in Pittsburgh, the Marlins beat the Pirates 6-5. Yankees shut out the Orioles 6-0. It was the Reds 6 and the Cardinals 3. Minnesota beat Detroit 9-1 behind Sonny Gray. Kansas City top Tampa 4-2. And Mondu takes inside ball one. Nate tucks the bat under his right arm, backs out. He likes to do that sometimes between pitches. White Sox beat Cleveland 6-3. Dylan Cease got his 10th win. The Brewers outlasted the Rockies in Milwaukee 10-9, the final there. Strike on the outside corner to Mondu. Oh, 1-1 the count. Josh Hader, his 28th save for the Brewers. Texas opened up a big lead and held on to beat Oakland 11-8. Washington beat the Diamondbacks 4-3 in Phoenix. Houston took the Mariners 8-5. Mondu lines one to right, base hit. One hop for Thompson, who gets it back in. 85-mile-an-hour pitch with some cut on it. But Nate was ready. That's his first hit of the series for Las Vegas. Their fourth hit of the day. And here's Kevin Smith, who struck out trying to check his swing in the third inning. You know, friends, as Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and more before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. Head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved right away. Smith takes it outside, ball one, 1-0. The other game earlier, the L.A. Dodgers beat the Giants 7-4. Smith hitting 190, 1-for-7 in the series. Mondu at first, one out, fifth inning, 1-0 Las Vegas. Aviators with four hits. So far, Round Rock was just one hit off their old buddy Colin Wiles. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Good pitch. Slider at 84, 1-1. Smith, East Greenbush, New York, just outside of Albany. Said he managed to get home for the All-Star break. It's a long way, but players appreciate chance to get a break. Throw to first base, and Mondu dives back in there safely. One and one. Smith wearing number one, stands in. Hall of Fame welcomed a new class earlier today in Cooperstown. The 1-1. That's down low. Fastball at 95. Ball two. 2-1 now. There's a threat of a thunderstorm in Cooperstown today, but ceremony on the grounds of the Clark Sports Center was a little truncated. But a great day in Cooperstown. Here's the 2-1 to Smith. Down and away. 3-1. Every inductee has their own style. And I think of the men who went in today, the one who loves the spotlight more than any of them, probably David Ortiz. Stage is never too big for him. Here's the 3-1 now. On the way to Smith, Ryan delivers. Fastball, a little low, ball four. So a one-out single by Mondu and a walk to Smith. Two on, one out for Las Vegas. Here's Christian Pache, who struck out twice against starter Colby Allard, and he'll try his luck now against writer Ryan. Ortiz had a very nice 20-year career, 541 home runs. Switched his speech between English and Spanish to great effect. About 35,000 folks were there. Here's the pitch to Pache. Two on, one out. Writer Ryan delivers. Fastball, low and outside, ball one at 95 miles an hour. Sitting behind Ortiz on the stage were 48 Hall of Famers, including Juan Marichal, Sandy Koufax, Johnny Bench, Cal Ripken Jr., Ken Griffey Jr., Pedro Martinez. Here's the 1-0 to Pache. That's down low, ball two, 2-0. What? You talk about an outsized personality. That's Mr. David Ortiz. Here now is the 2-0 to Christian Pache. Ryder Ryan's pitch, way outside and low. It's 3-0. So Mondu, whose single is at second base. Smith is the runner at first with one out. Here's the 3-0 to Pache with Barrera on deck. Ryder Ryan stretches and delivers. Strike on the outside corner, 3-1. Ortiz, really, there's a lesson in there for minor league guys. He was 27 years old and was coming off his first 20-home run season as a platoon player for the Minnesota Twins. He had a much better year than he had the previous year. His reward, he got released. Here's the 3-1. Ground ball to third. Tanelu has it, goes to second for one. On to first, that's an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play. Well, it was promising for the Aviators. Had two on, one out. The leadoff man up with a 3-0 count, then it went 3-1, and then the double play. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left after 4.5. Las Vegas 1 and Round Rock nothing.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming. And fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape. Visit Mesquite.com.
All right, welcome back. 1-0 Las Vegas. Well, last night, great pitcher's duel. It was 0-0 into the sixth inning. And Round Rock ultimately won 2-0. Single runs in the sixth and eighth. Andy Ibañez scored both runs, but Adrian Martinez pitched really well. Six innings, only one run on six hits with a walk and six strikeouts. Colin Wiles so far has done even better. Four shutout innings, and Wiles has only thrown 31 pitches. 21 strikes into the fifth inning. Here's Martinez. Fly ball to right center field. Pache and McKinney giving chase. That ball's way back, and it's going to be out of here. It just got out over the center field fence, and the game is tied at one. That's J.P. Martinez. First Triple-A hit and first Triple-A home run. Not a bad way to get your first Triple-A hit. Tie the game up against Colin Wiles, who was throwing a gem. It's only the second hit he's given up. The first one was an infield scratch single by Bubba Thompson. Pitches just outside ball one to Arias. Martinez is only 5'9", known for his speed. Cuban fellow from Miami, who lives in Miami now. And, again, his calling card is speed. In fact, last year he was 20 for 20 in stolen bases for Double-A Frisco. But, I mean, he hit five home runs, that's all. So he hits one here. Arias hit by a pitch his first time up, fouled one back. The count to him is now 1-1. The pitch from Wiles, good curveball, swung on and missed. It's 1-2. 1-1 tie. Wiles, with nobody on and nobody out, reads the signs of Shea Langeliers. Now he's set. Here's his pitch. That's low. 2-2. Anyway, getting back to David Ortiz, inducted into the Hall of Fame today. The Twins released him after he hit 20 home runs as a platoon player. They're a small market team. Ortiz said they released me because of salary. Breaking ball, ground ball to short. Smith to his left picks up the three hopper. Zeroes in on Davidson and throws out Arias. One out in the Round Rock fifth with the game tied at one. Nick Tantaloo, 0-for-1. He chopped one at the plate. It bounced up and hit him outside the batter's box in fair territory. So he was off, out on that. But today, when he made his acceptance speech at Cooperstown, David Ortiz went out of his way to thank the Twins for teaching him how to compete at the highest level. And he was thrilled to enter the Hall of Fame the same day as Tony Oliva and Jim Cott. Gave a shout-out to Paul Molitor. Curveball, strike on the outside corner. Good pitch to Tantaloo. Also paid homage to the late Kirby Puckett. That's why Ortiz 134, tribute to Kirby Puckett. The pitch down low, one ball to one strike to count. But the move to Boston, obviously, is what changed everything for Ortiz. Raised his game and helped change the culture of a franchise. Three world championships in Boston with Ortiz in the heart of the batting order. 04, 07, 2013. Grumble back to Wiles. He throws out Tantaloo and they're two down. Here's Doro, grounded out to second, his first time up. It had been 85 years since a Boston team won it all. Ortiz got there in 03. And a big swing and a miss by Doro. Strike one. Doro rolled out to second baseman Max Schumann his first time up. Round Rock has more action in their bullpen now. Nick Snyder, right-hander. Fastball just outside. That was close. 1-1. Broken bat liner out over second, caught by Schumann. Shattered bat liner over the bag. Schumann angling to his right made a backhanded catch. And the inning is over. One run on the home run by J.P. Martinez. One hit, no errors, no one left. At the end of five, Las Vegas and Round Rock tied at one.
Chevy trucks are known for their legendary dependability and capability. And right now is the right time to find your next Chevy truck. It's time to forge ahead with Chevy Silverado. It's time to take on new challenges. And it's time to take it to the next level. It's the perfect time to do more in your next Chevy truck. See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
Owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
All right, the tall righty Nick Snyder, 6'7", 220 pounds, 24-year-old from Marlton, New Jersey, went to West Virginia University, drafted by the Diamondbacks in the 11th round of 2019, now in the Texas Ranger organization. Nick Snyder comes in to pitch the sixth inning, game tied at one. So Ryder Ryan went an inning, allowed no runs, a hit, a walk, and a strikeout. Colby Allard, the starter, went four, allowed a run on three hits. He's off the hook. But the game is tied now. And Nick Snyder comes in. Snyder's first appearance in the series on the year. This is his 23rd game. He's made one spot start, 1-0 with a 5.89 ERA. 18 and a third innings, 11 walks, 29 strikeouts. Barrera takes high ball, one third baseman Tanalu in tight in case of a bunt. 1-0. McKinney on deck, and then Shea Langeliers, 2-3-4 in the order. Nick Snyder following Colby Allard and Ryder Ryan to the mound. Top of the sixth, game tied at one. Fastball a little bit up and away. Ball two. 2-0. Nick Snyder to Cherokee High School in Marlton, New Jersey. 11-0 as a senior. Spent his freshman year at Mercer County Community College in 2017. Barrera swings and misses at a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-1. Then he transferred to West Virginia, where he majored in sport management. He's on the Garrett Ford Academic Honor Roll. And went to the Rangers. Here is the 2-1. Ground ball to short. Right there is Doro. He grabs it cleanly and fires a strike over to Ibanez. Barrera now two ground balls to short, also hit by a pitch and caught stealing. One out for McKinney's flight out to deep center and has struck out. Snyder pitched at three different minor league levels in the Rangers organization last year. Made his big league debut last August. Pitched out of the bullpen for four games before Texas shut him down. He had shoulder fatigue. But they found no structural damage. Just needed rest. Here's McKinney. Billy hits a high fly ball to center, playable. Got under it. Duggar waiting, looking up. Manny makes a one-handed catch. McKinney's 0 for 3 with two fly balls to center. And a strikeout. Here's Langeliers, who has struck out and singled, struck out and double, that is, and scored on the single by Davidson in the fourth inning. All right, Nick Snyder delivers. Langeliers takes a strike over the outside at 89 miles an hour, 0-1. Shea, 2 out of 11 in the series. He homered in game one. He doubled in this game. And if he reaches, Matt Davidson will be next. 0-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two, 0-2. Langeliers waiting. Snyder delivers. And that's a slider foul back out of play. 0-2. Mentioned David Ortiz. Of course, Gil Hodges went in today. Former Brooklyn Dodger first baseman. And former Mets manager, Jim Cott. Good left-handed pitcher for many years. And a boatload of gold gloves. One of the greatest fielding pitchers of all time. Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Bud Fowler, and Buck O'Neill. Pitch foul back. 0-2. Ted Wayne's trivia question, who is the only player in Major League history to win a batting title in each of his first 2 years? Win the batting title in his rookie year, win the batting title in his second year. Only one man did that. Who is that one? The pitch. High fly to left, deep toward the corner. Martinez back to the track. Martinez angling over to make the catch at the edge of the track. Langeliers just missed his 18th home run that would have broken the tie. Martinez had enough room in the corner to grab it. And the Aviators go out in order in the sixth against reliever Nick Snyder. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Round Rock. And the game remains tied at one.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, welcome back, friends. Alrighty, bottom of the sixth, Russ Langer here. In Round Rock, last game of this series. Last game for the Aviators in this ballpark this year. Well, the game is tied at one. Colin Wiles, I mean, he's hoping he doesn't suffer the same fate as Adrian Martinez. But six great innings, giving up one run. And ultimately absorbed the loss last night. The Aviators were shut out. The Aviators won't be shut out tonight. The game is tied at one. But Wiles trying to become the first eight-game winner in the staff. And he just has the one run to work with. Through five, he's been great. One run on one hit, the home run by J.P. Martinez. No walks, five strikeouts. Here's Thompson. He takes a breaking ball, low ball one. Thompson, an infield hit and a steal, and also struck out, 1-0. Wiles at 39 pitches. That's it, 26 strikes. So we're in the sixth inning, and Wiles doesn't even have 40 pitches now. Here's the 1-0. Thompson chases a breaking ball, 1-1. Spencer Patton gets up in the Round Rock pen now. Number 53, third baseman Mondu, even with the bag. Here's the 1-1 to Bubba Thompson. Breaking ball just low. 2-1 is the count. Steven Duggar on deck. Langeliers, wigwags the sign, sets up on the outside corner. The 2-1 pitch. Try to hold up on a pitch outside the appeal. Nope, no swing. So now it's 3-1. I mean, Wiles was fortunate in the third. He got behind Thompson 3-0, went to 3-2, and then struck him out. Now he's 3-1. And again, in a game like this, a tie game, he gets on. He's gone. That's it. Here's the 3-1 on the way. He missed again. Ball four. That's exactly what Wiles didn't want to do. He hadn't walked anybody till then. But when he issues a walk, it's to the last guy in the league you want to walk. Because if Thompson's not running, that'll be a major upset. Thompson already has three steals in the series. He has 46 steals and has only been caught twice this year. So it's not a question of if he's going to run. It's a question of when, especially in a 1-1 game in the sixth. Duggar has struck out and grounded out. The stretch. Wiles set and delivers. Slow breaking ball is low. Ball one, 1-0. A run on four hits, no errors for Las Vegas. A run on two hits, no errors for Round Rock. Duggar, 1-for-5 in the series. Former San Francisco Giant and Sacramento River Cat waiting. Wiles stretches. Ready. Throws to first, and diving back in is Thompson. 1-0. Now the answer to the Ted Weins trivia question in a moment here. Wiles again set. Mondu near the edge of the grass at third. Duggar lifts one foul to the left out of play. 1-1. Or for Gil Hodges to get into the Hall of Fame. That's the culmination of a long and arduous process. Took 35 different ballots over 54 years, but he finally got in. And I'm glad he got in when Vin Scully is alive, because Scully, for years, has been saying that Hodges should be in. I'm sure Vinny's a very happy man today. Throw to first base, and Thompson just got in. He was leaning that time. Wiles has a good move. 1-1. Duggar, left-handed batter, stepping back in. Game tied at one, bottom of the sixth. Thompson, with remarkable stolen base credentials, takes his lead. The stretch. Wiles ready. The pitch. High fly ball to left field. Backing up Barrera. Luis is at the edge of the track. Now one step from the wall. Makes the catch. Here comes Thompson to second. The throw. He's in there. I tell you something. There's the old story. Speed never slumps. Duggar's fly ball, because the breeze is blowing out that way, kept carrying. And Luis was only one step from the fence when he caught the ball deep on the warning track. And Thompson alertly tagged and took second. Even though Barrera's got a good arm, Thompson takes second. That pulls the plug on a double play and gets the tie-breaking run into scoring position. Great base running by a great base runner. And here's Ibanez. Fly to left, fly to center. Ibanez 261 with four home runs, including one last night. 17 RBIs. The pitch. Fastball up and in to the Cuban right-handed hitter. Unusual number, number 77, wearing a lineman's number. 1-0 on Ibanez. 3 for 10 in the series. Thompson with speed to burn at second base. One out, bottom of the sixth. Game tied at one. Wiles only 42 pitches, 30 strikes. But he's in a dogfight here in Round Rock against his old team. With a 1-0, strike on the outside corner. Good fastball at 89. 1-1. Ted Wayne's trivia, who's the only player in Major League history to win a batting title in his first two Major League seasons. Well, it was one of the guys who got into the Hall of Fame today, Tony Oliva. He was the man. Here's the 1-1 to Ibanez. He hits a fly ball to shallow right, but McKinney was playing shallow, so he makes the catch. Thompson holds at second, and there are two outs. Ibanez has now fly to left, fly to center, and fly to right. And here's Steele Walker, who has struck out and flied out to center. Yep, Tony Oliva. If he didn't have bad knees, he would have been in the Hall of Fame a lot sooner. Tremendous hitter. Of course, Buck O'Neill, you saw the Ken Burns documentary on baseball. I mean, there's just something wrong if you watch that and you don't like Buck O'Neill. And I met him once and interviewed him in Albuquerque. Look up the word gentleman in the dictionary. You see Buck O'Neill. Terrifically nice fellow. Here is the look now. Steele Walker waits. And the pitch from Wiles is a swing and a miss at a slider. Strike one, 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch to Steele Walker. Same pitch, fouled away off the mask of Langoliers. 0-2. Yep, great to see Buck O'Neill get in there. Negro League icon, and his presentation, as O'Neill left us some years ago, was by his niece, Dr. Angela Terry. Here's the 0-2 from Wiles. And that breaking ball is outside at 83. 1-2 now. 1-1 tie with 0-0 till the fourth. And Las Vegas got on the board with two outs in the fourth against starter Colby Allard. Langoliers doubled and Davidson singled him in. And Round Rock tied it on the home run by left fielder J.P. Martinez opening up the fifth. Now we're in the sixth. 1-2 pitch. Walker swings and misses and down he goes. Slider toward the outside. Six strikeouts. For Wiles, he keeps sailing. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left. On to the seventh inning, the game tied at one.
So, Chuck, some people have the impression that payday loan companies suck. Why is that?
Because they do. Luckily, Dollar Loan Center is not a payday loan company. We're a short-term installment lender where you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. No other fees, no surprises, and crystal clear contracts.
And how do the paycheck places work?
They cost way more, they don't lend as much, and you normally have to pay it back in 2 weeks no matter what. Look, if you have a payday loan, do yourself a favor. Come see us at Dollar Loan Center. Normally, we can save you up to half of what you're paying now and give you way longer to pay it back.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes, even without a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back, friends. Yeah, we're now in the seventh inning of a 1-1 tie. Aviators could use a win. They were in first place from May 29th until a couple of days ago. And now Reno has overtaken them. Aviators game and a half out coming into tonight. The fourth pitcher of the day coming in now for Round Rock, righty Spencer Patton, who is 6'1", 185 pounds. Been around a long time, 34 years old from Urbana, Illinois. Spencer Patton, 2-2 in 17 relief appearances, a 3.43 ERA, 21 innings, 19 hits, 9 walks, 27 strikeouts. Been around a long time. Allard, Ryder, Nick Snyder, 1 inning, 0s across. And now, Spencer Patton. Patton has pitched well against Las Vegas this year, on top of that. There's a ball hit fair outside third, grabbed by Tanalu with a diving effort, and he throws him out. That's an outstanding play by Nick Tanalu. Of course, Davidson doesn't run that well, which helped make that play possible. But that ball was hit right down the line, barely fair, and Tanalu, a diving effort. He actually went into foul territory, got up, and made a long throw across the diamond to get Davidson by a step. Excellent play. Davidson otherwise would be 3-for-3 had it not been for that great play. So here's Austin Allen, hit into a forced play and struck out. Austin looks at a fast strike on the inside corner at 93 miles an hour, 0-1. Spencer Burdette Patton, big league time with the Cubs, and pitched in Japan for Yokohama Bay Stars. There's a ground ball to second. Arias playing in shallow right, picks it up and throws out Austin Allen. Two outs. Batter Max Schumann now. Seventh inning, 1-1 tie. Schumann has struck out twice. He struck out looking against starter Colby Allard in the second inning. And then Ryder Ryan got him looking in the fifth. 1-1 tie, seventh inning. Patton went to South Central High School in Farina, Illinois. Played basketball and baseball. Parkland College in Champaign. Pitched for ball one. Transferred to Southern Illinois, Edwardsville. Drafted by Kansas City back in 2011. Traded to Texas for Jason Frazier in 2014. Schumann takes outside. 2-0. Then Texas in the fall of 2015 traded Patton to the Cubs for minor leaguer Frandy De La Rosa. Big league time there. And Cubs won the World Series that year in 2016. They won 103 games. Beat Cleveland. Ground ball to short to his left to pick it up is Doro. He throws to first to get Schumann on a 6-3. Three ground balls, one to third, one to second, one to short. And Patton works a very quick and efficient seventh inning. Stretch half of the seventh inning now at the Dell Diamond and Round Rock. And at the end of six and a half, Las Vegas 1, Round Rock 1.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Luxy's download the app to download Luxy's for all the best game seats, concerts, and more. Now buy seats, move seats, share the love. Luxy's, share the love. Luxy's.
At Findlay Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell your car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Findlay Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
Steiner's, the new out-of-style pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers. Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
All right, bottom of the seventh, a 1-1 tie. Colin Wiles through six, been great. He's had similar numbers to Adrian Martinez last night. Martinez went six innings, allowed one run, but it was enough to beat him. Wiles has gone six innings, given up one run. And it's a tie game at 1-1. Seventh inning, Sam Huff, J.P. Martinez, and Diaz-Bel Arias. Wiles only 47 pitches. The 48 pitches outside ball one. And we're in the seventh inning. I mean, this is why he can go deep into games when he's efficient like this. Huff has struck out twice against Wiles. Once looking, once swinging, and the 1-0 on away. Ground ball to short. To his left to glove it is Smith. He does a 360 and throws out Huff. Nice play by Smith going to his left. One out for Martinez, who's flied out, then tied the game with his home run to dead center. Lefty John King is up in the Round Rock bullpen. So Round Rock had their starter, Allard, go four, and it looks like an inning apiece now the rest of the way. Ryder Ryan went one. Nick Snyder went one. Patton has gone one, but now lefty John King throwing. So Patton might be done. Here's Martinez. Third baseman Mondu in tight case of a bunt. Martinez again very fast. Pitches low, ball one. 1-0. I want to thank Round Rock Express broadcaster Mike Capps for being my pregame guest today. We had a very specific topic we went over in case you didn't hear it. Change up foul at the plate, 1-1. Mike has just released a new book, just published a new book called Grinders, Baseball's Intrepid Infantry. Caps and Chuck Hartenstein teamed up on this one, although Chuck, as Mike pointed out, passed away about halfway through the writing of the book. Here's the 1-1 now to J.P. Martinez. Wiles rocks and works, and here he comes on the 1-1. That's down low, 2-1. So who are the grinders? These are the rank-and-file players making up the biggest percentage of Major League team rosters. And unless you're an addicted fan, you might not know much about some of these guys. Bounding ball slowly towards second, charged by Schumann, who picks it up and throws, and they just got him. Martinez hustling up the line, utilizing that really good speed, but Schumann able to get that slowly hit ground ball and throw him out. Two outs. The batter, Diaz-Bel Arias, who'd been hit by a pitch and grounded out to short. Only 50 pitches for Wiles, 35 strikes. One of his best pitch games yet to this point. Arias steps in. And the pitch. He takes a breaking ball, a little outside, ball one. Again, unless you're a dyed-in-the-wool fan, you might not know much about certain guys on your team. The number five starter, backup catcher, fourth or fifth outfielder, backup infielder, the grinders. Pitches outside, 2-0. You read this book and you will appreciate the struggles they've had simply getting to the big leagues. Because this book chronicles their stories. Buy it at Amazon. It's called Grinders. Mike Capps and Chuck Hartenstein. Pitch outside. 3-0 on Arias. Tantalou is on deck. And you got some impressive folks who helped to make commentary after raining, like Richard Justice of the Houston Chronicle and MLB.com. There's a one hopper to short. Right there is Smith. He's got it. Fires a strike over to Matt Davidson. And Colin Wiles, I mean, it's just amazing. I think that's 51 or 52 pitches, seven complete innings, and yet he is tied. So three ground balls, and that's it. We go to the eighth inning. Las Vegas and Round Rock still tied at one.
This summer is the perfect time to hit the open road in a new Chevy. With its impressive towing capability, Chevy Silverado is open to taking the boat out and making some waves. With its off-road capabilities, Chevy Trailblazer is open to new points of view.
Wow.
And with its many safety features, Chevy Equinox is open to added confidence on your weekend getaways. See how a new Chevy can help you go a little farther this summer. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, welcome back. Yes, we are now in the eighth inning. Game is tied at one. So Spencer Patton went one inning, three up and three down with ground balls. And the fifth pitcher for Round Rock comes in, making his second appearance of the series. Lefty number 62, John, J-O-H-N, King. King is 6'2", 215 pounds. He'll be 28 in September from Missouri City, Texas. Big league time with the Rangers last year. King has no record in five games since joining the Express. 5 2/3 innings, a 4.76 ERA. Walk one, struck out eight. Fastball. Nate Mondu fouls at 90-mile-an-hour pitch off to the left out of play, strike one. So it's been Allard for four, Ryan for one, Snyder for one, Patton for one, and now King. Mondu has flied out and singled. Nate is 1-for-2 in this game. Yesterday, they used Tyson Miller, Chase Lee, and Yuri Rodriguez out of the bullpen. Round Rock did. Fastball nearly hit Mondu, way inside. Now 1-1. King pitched an inning in game one, pitched the seventh inning. Struck out Vince Fernandez, got Mondu to ground out. Nate is up again. Strike on the outside corner, 1-2. And then he walked Max Schumann, struck out Mickey McDonald. So Mondu, Kevin Smith, and then Christian Pache, the leadoff man. Eighth inning, 1-1 tie. Mondu swings and rolls it foul at the plate, 1-2. Talk about the new book by Round Rock longtime broadcaster Mike Capps, Grinders. Guys like Alan Zinter, for example, who spent 13 or 14 years in the minors before he finally got a big league call-up. People like that are highlighted in this book. Some great stories. And if you're enough of a fan to listen to this game, you will most likely really like the book. Swing and a miss. Mondu out on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball to tie him up toward the inside. One out for Smith, who was struck out and walked. And it's interesting that I got the book and interviewed Mike Capps today, because just so happens by sheer coincidence, a fellow named Ryan McNeil is here. He works for Game Day, does some of their duties here. He does not here every day, but they do live here now, the McNeil family. So, and he used to pitch in the Cubs organization, but got as high as Double A, and then injury shortened his career. There's a strike on one to Kevin Smith, talking about Ryan McNeil. But McNeil's brother, Jeff McNeil, is the New York Mets all-star second baseman who used to play for the 51s. Pitch up and away, 1-1. Now, I don't know if you remember Jeff McNeil's story, but he was at AA Binghamton before he got to the Aviators. And McNeil was not having a good career. He's a short, small guy, told throughout his life, you're too small, you can't make it, swing and a miss by Smith, 1-2. And he was about to be released as a 27-year-old playing in AA with very ordinary numbers, but he worked very, very hard for one last offseason. Bulked himself up, change up outside, 2-2, took extra batting practice, worked on every aspect of his game like a fiend, and it paid off. He had a big year for Las Vegas, went up to the Mets, and he's been there ever since. Really a great story. And his brother, who I talked to just before this game started here in Round Rock, could not possibly be prouder, as you can imagine. Here's the 2-2. Smith hits a ground ball to third. Two hops for Tantalou. He's got it. Throw to first is there in time. Two down. And the Vegas eighth, and the batter, Christian Pache, struck out twice and hit into a double play. So Christian Pache coming up. Aside from the run that the Aviators got in the fourth, they really haven't threatened. The only other time they threatened was in the fifth. They had two on with one out and a 3-0 count on Pache. Count went to 3-1, then he hit into a double play. Finished the inning. There's a strike. 0-1 on Christian. Left-hander John King. Check signs with Sam Huff. Outfield straight away, medium depth. Pache takes another strike, 0-2. Two strikes on Pache. King set with the 0-2. That's a little low. Change up at 84. One ball and two strikes on Christian Pache. Colin Wiles threw seven, giving up one run on just two hits. An infield hit and a home run. One walk, one hit batsman, six strikeouts. Another off-speed pitch low. 2-2. And Christian Pache. If he reaches, Luis Barrera will be next. 2-2. King set. Huff, the catcher, sets up on the outside half. Fastball up and away. It's gone from 0-2 to 3-2 on Christian Pache. Gentle breeze blowing out to left. Not a big crowd tonight. We'll see what they announce. A lot of folks beyond the third base dugout, but the first base side is where the sun was. You don't want to be there. The pitch is inside. So it went from 0-2 to 3-2, and Pache draws a walk. And the batter's Barrera. Luis hit by a pitch and caught stealing, then grounded out to short twice. Barrera missed nearly 3 weeks with a shoulder injury that he sustained in the July 4th game in Oklahoma City. And they're glad to have him back. 286 hitter, 5 homers, 20 batted in. Fastball strike on the outside corner at 91, 0-1. Pache, good speed at first with two down. Billy McKinney on deck. King sets himself. A look at first. Pache maybe two, three steps off the bag. That's all. Fastball. Grounded on the right center. That's a base hit. Pache hits the bag at second. Hits for third as Duggar picks it up and gets it in. It's a single by Barrera. Pache chased over to third. Runners at the corners with two outs, and the batter's Billy McKinney now. Luis didn't hit it hard. Looked like he hit it off the label. He just kind of pushed it into right center. So, Las Vegas has only its third hit. Check that. That is hit number 5 for the Aviators. But McKinney now has a chance to break the tie. Time called. The pitching coach, Bill Semus, going out to the mound to visit with John King here. McKinney has flied out to deep center, struck out those at bats against the starter Allard. Then against Snyder, the right-hander, also flied out to center. The entire Round Rock infield is in on the chat. Ibanez, Arias, Doro, Tantalou, and the catcher Huff. Seamus, former White Sox pitcher. Actually, he pitched for the Las Vegas 51s, Seamus did, back in 03 when they were a Dodger affiliate. He also pitched overseas. He's got great credentials. The home plate umpire, Steven Jasinski, is out there to break the meeting up, and the meeting is over now. One run, five hits, no errors for Las Vegas. Aviators desperately trying to scratch and claw and get out of Round Rock with a win. The Express, one run, two hits, no errors. You talk about an economy of pitches. That's been Colin Wiles in the low 50s with his pitch count, but he's completed seven innings of work. Game tied at one. Pache, the tie-breaking run 90 feet away at third. Barrera at first. McKinney settles in. The lefty King set and the pitch. Down and away. The sinking fastball at 92. Ball one. 1-0 McKinney. Billy 3-for-12 in the series. Langoliers on deck. Outfield straight away. A little on the shallow side. At first base, Ibanez holds Barrera on. Second baseman Arias all the way out into shallow right. The 1-0. McKinney takes outside. 2-0. Shortstop Doro behind the bag at second, basically playing up the middle. Just a few steps to the third base side of second. The fringe of the outfield grass now backpedaling onto the grass. Tanalu far off the bag at third. Pache off third. Barrera off first. Here's the 2-0 to McKinney. King delivers. He swings and fouls it up the first base side. Got a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Took a big rip and fouled it. Wind is picked up now. Blowing hard across the field right to left. 2-1 on Billy McKinney. Again, the Aviators last night shut out for the third time in the last six games. It matters just one run here. We've not been getting the clutch hits in recent days at all. McKinney, an opportunity now. 1-1 tie, eighth inning. First and third, two down. Here's the 2-1. Fouled away again. It hit his foot. Now they're saying it's a fair ball. McKinney claims it hit his foot. The ball rolled out to King. The plate umpire, Jasinski, said it was a fair ball, but nobody's leaving the field. And apparently it is a foul ball. 2-2. Matt Hagen, the Round Rock umpire, on Round Rock manager, wants a word with ump Steven Jasinski on this. Couldn't tell even on the replay what happened, but McKinney immediately claiming the ball hit his foot, which is a break for the Aviators, because that would have been the third out very easily. Jasinski, now the first base umpire, who's also the crew chief, Aaron Higgins, comes in. Higgins and Jasinski talking with Hagen here. So in the inning, Mondu struck out, Smith grounded out. Pache was behind 0-2, but drew a walk, and Barrera singled Pache over to third. And now it's 2-2 on Billy McKinney. 1-1 tie, eighth inning. A little extra pressure now on Huff. Ball gets away, and he's got to block anything in the dirt. Pache, good speed down the line from third. Barrera at first, two down. McKinney wags the bat near the left shoulder. The stretch, the 2-2. Up and in. There goes Barrera on a delayed steal, no throw. And it's 3-2 on McKinney. That takes off the force play. And it also does this. If McKinney gets a base hit, the Aviators won't get one run. They'll get two. 3-2. Second and third, two down. Barrera off second. Pache off third. The 3-2 pitch. Fastball grounded foul right to the backstop. Low 93-mile-an-hour smoke out of the hand of Jonathan King. Still 3-2. Pache walks back to third. Barrera just got his third stolen base in five tries. He's at second. McKinney, wearing 26, looks around. Las Vegas 1, Round Rock 1, top of the eighth. Pache off third. Barrera off second. McKinney hitting 288, waiting the pitch. A ground ball fouled again, right by Langoliers in the on-deck area. Another fastball. McKinney checking that. He's at 290 with six homers, 31 batted in. Pache, hearing a few words from Fran Reardon as he stands off third. Barrera trying to widen his lead off second as much as he can with two outs. McKinney winds the bat around. 3-2 stretch by King. There's the pitch. A call, third strike near the outside corner. McKinney can't believe it. The inning is over, and the Aviators come up empty again. No runs, one hit, two left. We go to the bottom of the eighth, game tied at one.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hello again, friends. We're back in Round Rock, Texas at the Dell Diamond. Well, bad news for the Aviators. Colin Wiles, seven beautiful innings, and they're all wasted because he's going to come out in a 1-1 tie. And Wiles, unfortunately, he and Adrian Martinez both pitched their hearts out, but Martinez got a loss, and the only consolation for Wiles, he won't get a loss. But they're pulling him after seven innings. It's one of the best pitch games by an Aviator this year. I mean, Jared Koenig pitched some great games. Parker Junchie's win in Sacramento in early May was a fabulous game when he allowed one hit and no runs over six innings. But tonight, Wiles on the road against a good Round Rock team. Seven innings, one run earned on only two hits. A bleeding infield single that Thompson got the hit only because of his speed. He walked one, hit a batter, struck out six. The other hit was a home run by J.P. Martinez. And Garrett Acton delivers a fastball for ball one. So, if you're Round Rock, you got to be feeling great. You're at home. You get a chance to sweep the Aviators now. With Wiles out of the game and a chance to score against the Vegas bullpen. The 1-0 to Tantaloo. He swings and misses 1-1. Tantaloo's 0-2. Ryan Doro on deck and Bubba Thompson. Acton has been very good since he came up from Midland. But Wiles gave the Aviators a huge advantage, but they were not able to take advantage of it, scoring only one run in seven innings. Pitch is outside. 2-1. The Aviator bullpen did a good job in game one. Parker Dungey knocked out in the second. But the two starters, Martinez last night and Wiles in this game, tremendous. Pitch foul back 2-2 on Tantaloo. 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Garrett Acton. The Aviators have a lot more available arms in the bullpen because Wiles went seven as opposed to Round Rock starter Allard, who only went four. They've already burned up Ryan, Snyder, Patton, and John King just got out of the eighth inning. But the home team has a very large advantage right now. Number one, they're at home. Number two, they just got Colin Wiles out of the game. So they got to be feeling good about their chances. 2-2 on Nick Tantaloo. That Acton's job, to hang a zero here in the eighth inning, if he can. Fastball high, 3-2. Acton, 6'2", 215. 24 years old from Limont, Illinois. Here's the 3-2 to Nick Tantaloo. Good slider in there. Strike three call. That was a nasty pitch by Acton. Tantaloo gave up on it because it looked like it was coming in and a little up, but it broke down and away with a frisbee-style hard-biting action. Caught the outside corner. That is a major league slider on a 3-2 pitch to put away Tantaloo. Great pitch by Acton. One out for Doro, who's grounded a second and cracked his bat, lining out to the second baseman, Max Schumann. Acton with a pitch. Slider, strike on one. Acton, one win, one loss in 10 games. Has not given up an earned run yet in 14 innings, 7 hits. Walk 2, struck out 16. Sliders outside, 1-1. One and one on Ryan Doro. Acton uncoils and throws. Good breaking ball. Swung on and missed, 1-2. He's got that slider working now. 4,342. Smallest crowd of the three-game series here tonight. You figure it's Sunday. Sunday's usually a little on the light side in attendance anywhere in the minors. 4,342, the announced crowd here. The 1-2, fastball foul back at 97. Doro, 3-for-9 in the series. 236 average, pair of homers, 22 batted in. Garrett Acton pitching for the first time. Pitching for the first time in this series. One out, nobody on, bottom of the eighth. Game tied at one. Here's the 1-2 from number 41, Garrett Acton. Slider, strike three. Try to hold up, and he went way around. Boy, that pitch, that's such a tough pitch. He'll throw that breaking ball anywhere from 83 to 87. Just can make, when he's got that pitch working with that hard bite to it, can make a hitter look silly. Two outs for Thompson. Looking ahead to the Las Vegas ninth. Now the middle of the order up. There's more action in the Round Rock pen, so they're continuing to empty out the bullpen here. It'll be Langeliers, Davidson, and Austin Allen. All three with home run power. Thompson takes up and in ball one. Thompson, infield single and a stolen base, struck out and walked. Here's the 1-0. Crowd chanting, let's go, Bubba. Slider foul back out of play. 1-1 on Mobile, Alabama's Bubba Thompson. 45 steals and 47 tries. 1-1. If Thompson reaches, Steven Duggar will be next. Acton set with a 1-1. Here's his pitch. Fastball, a little low at 96, 2-1. Fans chanting, let's go, Bubba. Thompson chomping on the gum as he stands in. Open stance from the right side. Acton set and the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in. And he went after it with a one-handed uppercut, 2-2. Yet another right-hander's up on the Round Rock pin. Josh Spores, former Dodger, S-B-O-R-Z. Here's the 2-2 to Thompson. Fastball up and in at 97, 3-2. Thompson is very patient. He's had three ball counts in this game. When you figure you want to go right after a guy like this, you don't want to walk him. They've already walked him once. Now it's 3-2. Outfield straightaway. McKinney is shallow and right. Here's the 3-2 from Acton. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Threw him a 3-2 slider and got him. Thompson swung early, apparently looking for a fastball. Acton is lights out in the eighth inning. The right-hander strikes out the side. We head to the ninth inning in Round Rock. The game is tied at one.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
So, Chuck, there are so many loan companies out there. How do you pick the right one?
That's easy. What we tell everyone to do is call around first, then come to Dollar Loan Center.
Try this. Call any short-term or payday lender. Tell them you want to borrow $500 for 1 week and ask them the total amount you will owe after that week. It's a real simple, straightforward question, and then you can do the math from there.
Well, how much does that cost at Dollar Loan Center?
$19.25. Really, less than $20 in interest to borrow $500 for a week. It's only $2.75 a day with no other fees to borrow $500 at the DLC.
Wow, I'm speechless. And there's no way any of our competitors cost less. That was Chuck, founder of DLC, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes at over 50 locations. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
All right, welcome back, friends. Ninth inning, a 1-1 tie. Ron Rock going for a sweep. The Aviators trying to salvage one game of the three-game series. And what a game it's been. John King went an inning, allowed no runs, a hit, struck out two, walk one. Worked out of a second and third situation when he struck out Billy McKinney looking at a borderline 3-2 pitch. Josh Spores, S-B-O-R-Z, takes his cap off, holds it against his chest, looks straight up at the sky, now ready to work. Second appearance in the series. Top of the ninth, game tied at one. Las Vegas at five hits, Round Rock with only two. Langoliers doubled and scored the Vegas run on the fourth, leads it off. He has struck out and flied out. Also, 1-for-3, there's a strike on one. Spores. 6'3", 225. 28 years old, he's from Washington, D.C. Pitched for the Rangers last year. Also, big lead time with the Dodgers. The 0-1 to Langoliers. Shea takes it inside, almost hit by that 97-mile-an-hour heater. 1-1. Spores is in his 17th game, 1-0 with a 0.47 ERA. The only guy anywhere on the field with a ERA lower than that is Garrett Acton. All right, here's the 1-1 to Langoliers. Breaking ball lined to first. A one-hop grab by Ibanez, who steps on the back. The Round Rock Express are not making any mistakes in the field. They're making every play, and they deserve a lot of credit. That ball looked like an extra base hit. And Ibanez lunged toward the line to make the catch, and that one-hopper hit pretty hard by Langoliers. Hard to believe Round Rock's in third place. I mean, they have dominated Vegas, beating him 7 out of 11. And unless the Aviators can figure out a way to score, which has been a challenge for them recently, we'll see. Davidson, 2-for-3, robbed of a hit on the other corner. Nick Tantaloo, the third baseman, went diving to stop his ground ball into foul territory and threw him out. Strike one. So, Allard, the starter, went 4 for Round Rock, and each of the next pitchers went 1. Ryan, Snyder, Patton, King, and now Spores in the ninth in a 1-1 tie. Here's the strike one to Davidson. Matt, it's a high fly down the right field line, foul and out of play. 0-2. Austin Allen is on deck. Spores did not pitch last night. He pitched in the first game 2 nights ago. He worked the eighth inning. He walked Kevin Smith. Got Cal Stevenson, who's not playing tonight, to line out. Pache flied out. McKinney single off him, and Langoliers popped out. That was his inning. The 0-2 to Davidson. Breaking ball a little inside. 1-2. Davidson 4-for-7 in the series. 1-2. Spores all set the pitch. A chopper foul. Ball rolls back toward the mound, but it hit Davidson's foot. 1-2. Let's talk about the Hall of Fame inductees earlier. I had a chance, as some of you may know, to work alongside, well, now Hall of Famer, and unfortunately he'd been gone for quite a few years now, Dick Williams. And he told me the story about when he got elected. 1-2 to Davidson. Spores set. 1-1 tie, top of the ninth. The pitch. Outside 2-2. Williams had not been voted in several times, even though he had great credentials. There was one last opportunity for him to get in. They told him, Dick, if you hear from us by 7 a.m. tomorrow, you're in. Otherwise, you're not in. We're counting the votes now. Here's the 2-2. Davidson strikes out, swinging two down. Batter Austin Allen, who's 0-for-3. Dick Williams had told his family members, if they vote me in after I die, don't accept it. But anyway, he was still alive. And the next morning came, he and his wife Norma waited for the phone call to see if he was going to get into the Hall of Fame. 6:45, 6:50 in the morning, 6:55, 7 o'clock, no call. 7:01, 7:02, Williams was angry and said some words about the Hall of Fame voters and writers out of anger, not to be repeated as far as the details. Swing and a miss, strike one on Austin Allen. And at 7:03, the phone rang. Dick, you're in. And those of us who were lucky enough to know Dick Williams celebrated big time. A well-deserved honor for that man. 0-1 on Austin Allen. Here's the pitch. Fastball right down the middle for a strike. 98 miles an hour. Some serious heat from Spores. 0-2. Allen's grounded into a forced play. Struck out and grounded out. Max Schumann on deck. Nick Tanelu, the third baseman, moves to the right a second now on an 0-2 count. The pitch. Checks a swing on a pitch that bounced, and it's no swing. One ball and two strikes. 1-2. I don't see anybody throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen, so it could well be that Garrett Acton will pitch the ninth inning. 1-2 on Austin Allen. 272 with five homers. Here's the look. The 1-2. And it's down and away. Breaking ball. 2-2 on Austin Allen. Of course, Austin, plenty of home run power. Got five this year with 26 RBIs, but you get a full season out of him, and he's good at this level for at least 20-25 home runs. 2-2. Spores checks signs with Huff, the sixth Round Rock pitcher of the night. Set with a 2-2. Line drive toward left center field, and it sinks in there for a base hit in front of Martinez, who gets it back in. Good at bat for Austin Allen. He hit that ball hard into left center. Two-out single is the sixth Vegas hit. It puts the tie-breaking run at first base, and Allen will be lifted for pinch runner Mickey McDonald now. So Allen ends the night 1-for-3 as a DH. Mickey McDonald is running for Allen because Mickey has a lot more speed, and that's the tie-breaking run. The batter is Max Schumann. You're wondering about Mickey. Mickey's a good base dealer, but because he just hasn't been on base much this year, hasn't played much, he's been hurt. He has six steals and eight tries. We'll see if he's running. Schumann stands in. Struck out, grounded out. Here's the pitch from Josh Spores. Schumann fouls a fastball back at 97. Strike one, it's 0-1. Nate Mondu on deck. Ninth inning, 1-1 tie. Las Vegas trying to pull one out here in Round Rock and get out of town with a win. Round Rock trying for the sweep. Throw to first. McDonald dives back in there. Owen 1 on Max Schumann. Max at 148 with a home run since coming up from Midland. A couple of RBIs. Mickey last year stole 10 bases for Vegas, 8 for Midland. 18 between AA and AAA and was not caught. He goes. The pitch, swing and a miss. Throw to second base, and he is out. And the inning is over. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning, 1-1 tie.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home.
Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
One tie, bottom of the ninth inning, and the Round Rock Express just keep doing everything right. I mean everything. The one thing where they've been turned away for the most part is getting base hits. They only have two hits because of superior pitching by Colin Wiles. And then Garrett Acton pitched the eighth inning and struck out the side. But the Aviators have not been able to generate anything on offense. They've been shut out now three times in the last six games after last night, and they've only scored one run in this game, and it's a 1-1 tie in the bottom of the ninth inning. Acton facing the 2-3 and 4 hitters. Acton's second inning of work. Fastball outside to Duggar, ball one. Can the Aviators win this game? Oh, yes, absolutely they can. But Round Rock's got to be feeling very, very good. They are doing everything right. Here's the 1-0. It's outside, 2-0. Duggar struck out, grounded out, flat out to the warning track and left. Wiles, I just can't say enough. 89 pitches, 51 strikes over seven innings, only two hits. One of them, a ground ball that almost anybody else in the league would have been thrown out because of Thompson's speed, it was a hit. And he allowed the home run to Martinez. And he's paying the price for that. Pitch foul back, 2-1. Base is empty, nobody out, bottom of the ninth inning. 1-1 tie. It's been tied since the fifth. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it's fouled off to the left out of play. Fastball at 96, it's 2-2 on Duggar. Six games in Albuquerque starting in Tuesday after this one. Tomorrow's a day off and a travel day. Here's the 2-2 from Acton to Duggar, way outside. It's 3-2. Next Aviator home game, August the 2nd at Las Vegas Ballpark against the Reno Aces. Six-game homestand with Reno. 3-2 pitch. I have zero idea where that pitch missed. It's ball four. My life depended on it. I couldn't tell you where it missed. Duggar is aboard. That's the winning run. Here's Ibanez. Acton threw a slider. It was headed to the outside corner, broke toward the inside corner. It was several inches above the knees, but the robot said it was ball four. So Duggar, who does run well, is at first base. And here's Ibanez. Fly to left, fly to center, fly to right. And the pitch is a fastball a little bit inside, apparently. Ball one, 1-0. Third baseman Mondu has to play toward the line. Infield is a double play depth except for Davidson, who's holding on Duggar. There is a base hit in the right field. McKinney picks it up and gets it back in. Duggar to second. It's first and second, nobody out. And now the Round Rock Express have the winning run in scoring position with nobody out. Only the third hit for Round Rock. Steele Walker has struck out, fly to center, and struck out again. The Aviators are busy in the bullpen. Fran Reardon calls time to go to the mound. I mean, Acton is the best that he has, but we'll see what they want to do. Domingo Tapia, who was in the big leagues and now with the Aviators, is throwing in the bullpen. And now the plate umpire, Steven Jasinski, is going out. And we'll see if they go to Tapia or not. Jasinski gets to the mound. Reardon is there. Langoliers, Davidson, Schumann, Smith, Mondu, and Acton. They're going to stay with Acton. Reardon pats on the back, heads back to the first base dugout. 1-1 tie, bottom of the ninth inning. Duggar, good speed, carries the game-winning run at second with nobody out. Walker is 4-for-12 in the series, and he's the cleanup hitter. But in this situation, they believe he's bunting with Sam Huff on deck. They're in at the corners. Mondu at third. Davidson at first, in close. The pitch, he's not bunting. The pitch is ball one. He showed no signs of bunting. So Mondu goes back even with the bag. Davidson looking to the first base dugout for instructions. He's at the dirt cutout in front of the runner, Ibanez. Without run means nothing. The game-winning groceries at second base, and the person is Steven Duggar. 1-0 on Walker, left-handed batter. Acton looks at second, looks again, and comes home. Fastball up and in. Ball two. It's 2-0. Walker out of the box, climbing back in. 1-1 tie, last of the ninth. First and second, nobody out for the Round Rock Express. Outfield straight away and shallow. They have to be shallow. On a base hit, they want a chance to throw out Duggar. Fastball, foul back. He challenged him. 96 miles an hour. Two balls and a strike on Steele Walker. 265, seven homers, 21 driven in. On deck, the big right-handed hitting catcher, Sam Huff. So Mondu is back at third. Davidson backing up at first behind the runner, Ibanez now. High fly to deep left center. Going back, Pache. Still going back. Still going back. Makes the catch. The runners tag as the throw comes back in, and the runners each advance 90 feet. Walker hit a high, towering drive to deep left center. Pache caught it near the edge of the track by the 375 side. But Duggar tagged and took third, and Ibanez tagged and took second. That's significant. Even though the Ibanez run doesn't mean anything, it's significant because if he stays at first, the double play is in order. Now second and third with one out. And the game-winning run is 90 feet away. The Aviators are going to do the unusual. They're going to do a five-man infield. Billy McKinney, the right fielder, is out of the game. Drew Jackson moves to the left side of the infield between shortstop Kevin Smith and third baseman Nate Mondu. Davidson and Schumann are on the right side. There's no right fielder. McKinney's out of the game. This is something you rarely see. I believe Wally Backman was the last Vegas manager to do it. A five-man infield, and everybody playing in a 1-1 tie in the bottom of the ninth. Pache is going to go to right field. Barrera, let's see. Barrera's in right. Pache's in center. Everybody extra shallow. There's no left fielder. That's what they've done. Here's Huff, the pitch. Low, ball one. Huff struck out, and grounded out. All against Wiles. Big man at 270, 113. Homers, 25 batted in. So Barrera's in right. Pache's in center. No left fielder for a big right-handed hitter. Duggar at third. The winning run. Ibanez at second. One out. Acton trying to wriggle off the hook if he can. The stretch and the pitch to Sam Huff. Fastball, foul back. He challenged him at 96. 1-1. Davidson at first at the edge of the grass. Schumann at second, edge of the grass. Kevin Smith, the shortstop, fairly close to the bag at second, a step back from the grass. The fifth infielder, Drew Jackson, between second and third, and then Mondu is near the bag at third. 1-1 on Huff. Acton ready. Here's his pitch. Slider, foul back out of play. 1-2. Acton gets a new ball. Now it's 1-2. So a couple of things at work here. Acton is obviously going to go for the strikeout. Huff's already struck out twice against Wiles in this game. But there's extra pressure on Langeliers to block anything in the dirt with two strikes with a winning run at third base and one out. 1-2. Acton squints in at Langeliers. Right-hander set. Infield in, outfield in. The 1-2 pitch to Sam Huff. Slider, roll foul outside third. 1-2 still. Acton trying to get Huff to either strike out or hit the ball at one of the infielders or pop it up and give the Aviators a fighting chance to get out of the ninth inning. Second and third, one out. 1-1 tie, infield in, five-man infield. Fastball driven to deep center field. Pache is going to watch it go over his head. The ball bounces and hits the wall. Duggar scores, and Round Rock walks off with a 2-1 victory here. Express race out in the field to embrace and celebrate with Sam Huff, because his base hit over the head of Pache has given Round Rock Express not only a 2-1 win, but a three-game sweep. I'll be back with the totals after this.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
Well, there's no such thing as an easy loss, but this was a particularly tough loss for Las Vegas. It means that they're swept in three in Round Rock. And it, again, a great pitching effort by Colin Wiles goes down the tubes. Round Rock completes the sweep. They're now 50-43 with two runs, four hits, no errors, leaving five. Las Vegas now 49-43. They get one run on six hits and no errors, also leaving five. So in this three-game series, Las Vegas scored a grand total of six runs. That's why they got swept. The winning pitcher in relief, Josh Spores, 2-0. The loss in relief goes to Garrett Acton, who just gave up that winning hit to Sam Huff, which has scored a single, scoring Duggar. And the first earned run that Acton has given up at the AAA level. He's really been outstanding, but he's a loser. He's now 1-2. J.P. Martinez hit his first AAA home run in the fifth inning, and that's what tied the game at that point. The only home run of the game in this case. A crowd of 4,342 paid to see it. 2 hours, 37 minutes on the time. On the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show, we'll take a brief look at this one and get you updated on all the scores coming up after this.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. Nine locations throughout the Valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Welcome back. All right, well, much like last night's game, which was won by Round Rock 2-0, a similar type of game with a 0-0 tie into the fourth inning when the Aviators got on the scoreboard against starter Colby Allard. With two outs, Shea Langeliers doubled, and Matt Davidson grounded a single to center to knock him in. It was 1-0 Vegas, and little did anybody know, that'd be the only run for Las Vegas in a game. In the fifth inning, J.P. Martinez, in only his second AAA game, a player known much more for his speed than anything else, hit a ball from Wiles over the fence in center. Really the only mistake Wiles made in seven sparkling innings. The only other hit he allowed was an infield hit. That was an infield hit only because it was hit by Bubba Thompson, the fastest man in the league. So Wiles was fabulous. But he ended up with seven innings, one run earned because of the home run on just two hits. A walk and six strikeouts, hit a batter, 89 pitches, 51 strikes, deserved a better fate, much like Adrian Martinez, who started last night for the Aviators. So it was a 1-1 game. The Aviators never really threatened to score, aside from the fifth inning when they had first and second one out, and on a 3-1 pitch, Christian Pache hit into a double play. In the eighth inning, it was two outs. They got a walk to Pache, a single by Barrera moving Pache to third, then Luis stole second on a borderline 3-2 pitch near the outside corner. McKinney was called out, and then that was it. And the Aviators did not score in the top of the ninth inning. So, bottom of the ninth inning, Stephen Duggar walked against Acton, who had been lights out in the eighth inning with three strikeouts, striking out the side. Ibanez singled him to second. Walker's long fly ball to center got Duggar to third and Ibanez to second. And then the Aviators tried the five-man infield. Very unusual piece of strategy where they brought Drew Jackson off the bench to be part of a three-man left side of the infield with Kevin Smith and Nate Mondu, Davidson and Schumann manning the right side. And when you do that, you have to sacrifice an outfielder. McKinney came out of the game. Barrera went to right. Pache stayed in center, and everybody was shallow, but Huff messed up the strategy with a line drive over the head of Pache in center, but a game-winning hit, and the Express win it by a score of 2-1. And Round Rock beats Las Vegas 8 out of 12 in 2022. I'll be back with some scores next, right after this.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. You've heard all about the purple mattresses. They're really, and this word gets tossed around a lot, but it fits here, they're revolutionary. The GelFlex Grid System offers the perfect combination of sleep-inducing, comfort-enhancing, and pressure-relieving support. And it stays the perfect temperature all night long. The mattresses are amazing. The pillows are amazing. Even the sheets are amazing. And right now, save $800 on a purple mattress hybrid sleep system. Plus, get up to a $300 free gift. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders, as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Friends, Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com. All right, Hash House A-Go-Go scoreboard. Las Vegas loses tonight here. So if Reno wins, they'll be 2.5 up on the Aviators. Otherwise, it'll stay 1.5. What's happening in Reno? Bottom of the third, El Paso leads Reno by a score of 5-2 now. In the sixth inning in Salt Lake, Tacoma and the Salt Lake Bees are tied at 1. Sixth inning in Albuquerque, which is the next stop for the Aviators on this road trip. Albuquerque leads Sugar Land now by a score of 9-2. In the ninth inning, Oklahoma City's now open up a 12-3 lead at home over the Sacramento Rivercats in the finale of that three-game series at Chickasaw Southwest Ballpark in downtown Oklahoma City. Major Leagues, seventh inning, Mets lead San Diego 6-1. Cubs beat the Phillies 4-3. Toronto took the Red Sox 8-4. Angels beat the Braves 9-1. In 10 innings, the Marlins beat the Pirates. That was a 6-5 final. Yankees shut out Baltimore. That was a 6-0 game in Camden Yards. Cincinnati beat the Cardinals 6-3. It was the Twins over Detroit 9-1. Kansas City beat Tampa 4-2. White Sox over Cleveland 6-3. Milwaukee outlasted the Rockies 10-9. Texas defeated Oakland. That was an 11-8 final. Washington beat the Diamondbacks 4-3. Houston defeated Seattle 8-5. And the L.A. Dodgers beat the Giants at Dodger Stadium in front of 47,000, 7-4, the final in that one. I'll be back with a little more to wrap it up from Round Rock next, right after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the Valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
O'Reilly. This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now I feel a little more at home.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're home after a long day, preparing dinner, when...
Ew! What's that? It smells like rotten eggs.
That might be a natural gas leak.
It can't be. We don't have any natural gas appliances.
Even if you don't use natural gas, that rotten egg odor could be a sign of a leak in your neighborhood. Because gas lines can be buried anywhere.
Shut up.
No, speak up. If you ever suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, Deep Voice Narrator.
You're very welcome.
Texas. We're getting set for the final segment of the Hash House A-Go-Go post-game show, and Aviators will fly to Albuquerque tomorrow. There's no game tomorrow. It's a league-wide day off for travel, and so they'll get into Albuquerque and try to recharge the batteries and see if they can get their offense going. Why? Well, because They only scored 6 runs in the 3-game series here. And going back to the series against Salt Lake, if you add up everything, the last 4 games of that series and the 3-game series here in Round Rock, in their last 7 games, the Aviators have only scored 15 runs. That will not do at any level, especially the hitter-friendly Pacific Coast League. So they'll try to get the offense going. Again, today's a day off, or tomorrow's a day off. And then Tuesday, the first of 6 in Albuquerque. They're all night games except for a Wednesday matinee. Tuesday, first pitch, 5:35 Pacific time, 6:35 in the Mountain Time Zone, where Albuquerque is. 5:20 pregame on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. And left-hander Jared Koenig will get the ball for Las Vegas in Game 1 as the Aviators will try to get back in the win column on this particular road trip. The second-place Las Vegas Aviators. Want to give thanks to Chris Chapman, my outstanding studio operator, with his terrific job producing this game back in the Lotus Studios. And thanks to all of you, very sincerely, for tuning in to this one. Until Tuesday, this is Russ Langer wishing all a very fine evening from the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas, where tonight Round Rock defeated the Aviators by a score of 2-1. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
My whole life, I've watched Tim Brando cover sports. Yeah. And, man, this is a privilege for me. I love it. Do you still love it?
Oh, gosh, yes. I love everything about the business of live sports television. I don't work around the calendar. Yep. The way I used to. But if they ever call me out of the bullpen to do some NFL games, which Fox has done, and before that CBS did as well, I'll do that too. So at 66, I still feel like I've got a lot of wood to chop and that my fastball is still in the 90s and is good to go.
The Diehards, weeknights from 8 to 10 Eastern on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Wake up, Cole! If Rob Burns...